Guess what day it is?
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Coming up on today's show, I have a dog, and we went walking last night because he likes to walk in lunch, and he likes to walk at night. And I started thinking we need to have a pet expert on the show to ask about how long should pets be out in this weather?
A minute.
So Steve Dale is going to come on at 6:40. I know Steve is a little crazy, but he knows all the answers when it comes to dogs and cats.
And I'm just curious. I always feel bad when I see dogs with boots on. You know those, and they're sliding all over. Does that really help them?
That's an interesting question. That's my first question because yesterday when I was walking with my dog Wrigley, he steps on the salt. It gets caught in their paws and it starts to burn.
Yeah.
And Steve's told me that year after year, you got to get those booties for your dog. And I've never done it.
So they actually have to be boots, or can they be just like little...
They're like little leg Velcro covers. Booties.
It's like slippers. We did the rubber ones yesterday.
Wonder if that really...
He hates them.
Yeah.
He won't do the rubber ones.
The dog really
it's like a
likes
balloon.
Them or not.
Velcro. God. That's what you do. Also coming up on the Steve Cochran Show is Steve Cochran will be on today at 7:40.
I heard he might be coming in.
How about that?
Yeah.
Steve Cochran on the Steve Cochran Show at John DeCoste.
It's hard to book him.
Yeah. It was tough.
Yeah.
His people called your people, or was it the other way around?
It was his people, Mary, said, Steve wants to go on. When can he go on? And I said, let me check and see Thursday. Steve will come on Wednesday at 7:40. Okay.
Nice. There
That's
you go.
That's perfect.
There
All right. you go. Okay. Time for the 6 at 6.
From the Steve Cochran Auditorium in the lovely Sunrise Hotel, it's time to get your kicks.
Get your kicks. Get your kicks.
Get your kicks. With the top 6 at 6. Sponsored by American Weathermakers, the home of the 60-Minute Man.
6 at 6, brought to you by our good friends at American Weathermakers, heating and cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Of course, number one is the bitter cold. Wind chills still between 15 and 25 below zero. Exposed skin, you can get frostbite in less than 30 minutes. Today's high is 10.
Double digits, man.
Wow. It's bad. Yeah, you don't want to be going from gas station to gas station.
snow expected Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. I would rather have snow and have it be, you know, how about Christmas Eve Day? How beautiful was that? It was not like it is now.
It wasn't too bad, you're right.
And it was a light snow, and it just looked so pretty throughout the day. Oh,
and
my God,
now
it's
a bitter cold.
Yeah, now it sucks.
Bitter, bitter cold.
And now if you hadn't shoveled the snow, now you're going to slip on all that black ice.
All the ice.
Did it yesterday.
Did it the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Complete fall or just...
Well, I did it the day before and it blew on the sidewalk again, so I did it again yesterday. Yeah. This type of guy.
Complete fall?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything.
You see, you're mad for admitting it. There you go.
Number two, the City of Chicago's Department of Family and Support Services opened its warming center for those in need that want to get out of the deep freeze. There are 6 warming centers across the city. All you have to do is call 311 for more information. You cannot be outside in this weather.
No, please call 311. They're open for a reason. There's blankets. Some of the centers have food, but it's just a place to go to stay warm.
How about the firefighters fighting fires? You've seen two huge fires the last 2 days. How do they do it in this cold?
I don't know.
Wow.
They're true heroes.
And check on the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Number three, the 6 at 6. Coyotes are invading city streets around the country, including Chicago. Urban hunters are ready for them. Critics say it's a bad idea to hunt them because coyotes, when they're pressured by hunters, they start producing at much larger litters. Coyotes benefit us by eating rats.
Yeah.
We have a coyote on our street.
Good.
My wife saw it Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
Oh. Well, good because there's rats in the city, but bad because you do have a dog.
Right. How does that work when there's a coyote with the dogs in the neighborhood?
You have a fenced-in yard, right?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that helps.
That does help.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that video the other day of that coyote grabbing a little dog.
Really?
Oh. And the dog survived. The little dog survived. It fought it off.
So the coyotes go after the dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Coyotes go after the
small dogs. They'll go after them, yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. All right. Number four, Christmas is over, but don't throw away the tree. That's the message from environmental advocates who recommend looking up local programs to make sure your tree stays out of landfills. There are many uses for old trees. You can turn it into mulch, turn it into wood chips, used on beaches to reinforce sand dunes, and much more.
Mm-hmm. The city of Chicago has a great recycling program, and they're at most of the park district sites, you can take your trees, and then they'll give you a little seedling to plant, so you have a little tree.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How long does that take to plant a tree?
Probably not long.
And how long does it take for the tree to grow? 10 years?
Time. 20 to 30 years.
Yeah. 20 to
long
30 years.
Time. Okay. Like your grandkids will see your tree.
How about that tree that Melania said, you got to cut that puppy down?
How about
they have, in her defense, they tried to save it for the last 10 years on the White House lawn. How old is the tree? 1800s?
Oh, yeah. It was built for Andrew Jackson. And it was so funny because I was actually reading the story and reading the history of the tree. It was fascinating. The history of this tree.
Yeah, it's been around forever.
It was
that
so
tree
cool.
Could talk.
I guess in 94 there was a plane crash, or there was a small plane that crashed on the White House lawn, and some of the blades of the plane took out a few branches of the tree, and everybody was all up in arms. But this tree, President Obama, when he went to Cuba for the first time 2 years ago, brought some of the seedling from this tree, and then they planted a tree. In Cuba, this tree has a crazy history.
Trump does everything wrong. Can't you milk the tree and keep it up for it? There's cables holding up the tree right now. I mean, just keep it up for another 3 years.
Right. Right, exactly.
I mean, do you have to cut it down right now and then make a huge announcement that they're cutting down the tree?
And then how about put it off on poor Melania?
Oh, my gosh.
How about
Melania, you make it. You do it.
The headline was like, Melania Trump decides. I highly doubt Melania Trump woke up one morning and thought,
please cut down that tree.
Got to get rid of that tree.
She'll go out there in those pumps and cut it down herself.
Again, it's being held up by cables and rods and everything, they've tried to save it year after year.
It's dying,
but
it's a very old tree.
You don't want to be the president that cuts down that tree from the 1800s on the White House lawn.
No.
All right.
No.
Number four, the 6-6, the UN voted 128-9 denouncing the Trump administration's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has announced a $250 million cut to the UN's annual budget. Direct correlation?
Probably. I think Nikki Haley's doing a great job. I was surprised that we're still giving $250 million to the annual budget.
Well, Trump said if he tried to strong arm other countries to vote for this, I know it's a shocker. And since they didn't, he's taking the money away.
You know what? I guess you can go many directions in this, too. I know the UN is just kind of a figurehead type board.
Right.
You know, it doesn't really, a lot of non-binding votes that they take mostly. So
it's not a big deal.
Nah.
Okay. At number five, the New England Patriots signed former Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker James Harrison to a one-year deal on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see his Instagram post?
I did see his Instagram post.
James Harrison is 39 years old. He posted a photo of himself with Tom Brady, who is 40, and it read, "Finally a teammate who's older than me."
It's less than a year. It's
right.
Like 200 and something days.
Right.
But
he could,
still
he
older,
could win
yeah.
a Super Bowl this
he's still
year.
Older, yeah.
James Harrison, not a likable guy?
He's had some issues wherever he's gone. He seemed to be okay in Pittsburgh, and then all of a sudden they just released him.
He retired a few years ago, and then he came back. Right?
Yeah, he was big in their Super Bowl win against the Cardinals that year.
39 years old is a good run. Okay, and finally, the 6-6. And remember the television show Mad About You from 1992 to 1999? Paul Reiser, Helen Hunt. Well, guess what? The rumors are true that they're shopping the TV show again. They're going to try to bring it back.
Didn't you guys love that show, Mad About You?
I love Mad About You. I love Paul Reiser. I've read both of his books.
Yeah. And you know what? Helen Hunt was so good in that role, too, the wife. One of my favorites is there was, you know, they start the show and then they go to commercial. So they do that little intro. So there was no words that were spoken. Paul Reiser sitting on the couch. Helen Hunt comes in with an empty toilet paper roll, shows him, puts the regular the toilet paper on the little rod, goes back in the bathroom and snaps it in, and then he just continues reading his paper to show you, like, this is how we put the toilet paper back on.
This is how it works.
It's so subtle. Such a great show.
So as it come to this, Will and Grace is back. You know, now Mad About You is coming back. I mean, Seinfeld, is that next or what?
That's the question.
Okay. How great would that
be? What TV show would you like to see come back? Hold that thought, and we'll talk about that after
traffic. Didn't mean to steal your thunder there.
312-981-7200. Think about it. all your favorite TV shows, what would you like to bring back to TV? Because Will and Grace is a huge hit right now for NBC.
Have you guys watched it?
I haven't.
It's hilarious. It's funnier than it was the last time.
Really?
It is probably one of the funniest shows on TV right now. It's so good, and the writing is fantastic. The characters are even better than they were before.
I gotta get it into the rotation. That's the problem.
Especially Megan Mullally.
She is so funny.
Hysterical. She is fantastic. Oh, you guys have to watch just one episode.
312-981-7200. What shows would you like to see revived on TV? Oh, the Mad About You theme. I've talked to Paul Reiser a half a dozen times. He's one of my favorite people. He's just naturally funny. Stranger Things 2, the second season. Anybody?
Loved it.
He's in the second season as the doctor.
Did you finish it?
I did.
I did too. I liked it.
I hated the final episode. I thought it was a great season.
You know, I liked
it. And it reminded me of The Exorcist.
Yeah. It totally did. But you know what? I think they did it that way because they don't know if it's coming back for a third season. I'm sure it will.
Okay.
But I think they kind of, well, I don't want to give anything away. I think
they did it
that way because, you don't know if it's coming back or not. But assume it will.
Paul Reiser, great in that.
He was great.
And he's shopping Mad About You. He and Helen Hunt are in. And who's going to pick it up? Would NBC? Why wouldn't NBC pick it up?
Seems natural, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You would think. So
absolutely.
What TV shows would you like to see come back?
All right. I would say Friends. My favorite show ever.
I thought about that.
You don't think it would work?
I don't know if it would work. Because they're all older now.
Yeah.
And are they going to live together? It would be weird. Think about you living with your old roommate from back in the day.
Yeah, I had a couple of roommates.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be weird?
Yeah, it probably would be. But I'm wondering if they will do, if they'll keep the storyline going, you know, because Chandler and Monica got married.
Right.
Phoebe got married, but I could see that, you know, because Paul Rudd is, you know, Mr. Movie now. So I could see that marriage kind of fizzling, and she comes back to the scene.
Did they get married? Paul Rudd and Phoebe?
Yeah, they did at the end.
Okay.
The second to the last episode, I think. So, and then Ross and Rachel will still have their thing. And Matt LeBlanc, don't you think he's still very funny? I know he's got that show.
Episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, and he also has that show on CBS.
Yeah. Last Man Standing.
No, that's the Tim Allen.
Family Guy or Family Man or something.
Something like that.
Yeah. And it's not bad. He still has that kind of.
Very likable. Yeah.
Yeah. I can see him being an older. How you doing?
How about Seinfeld? I mean, the final episode of Seinfeld was horrible.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like they need to come back one last time?
Yeah. I think that's why they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they bringing back Roseanne?
Roseanne is coming back on ABC.
Really?
Yeah. I saw the promo last night.
No, with the same characters? Too?
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But Roseanne's husband died on the show. Remember, she won the lottery in the last season?
Oh, that's right.
And he died.
I bet it's going to be like a Dallas. Like, they just wipe out that last season and John Goodman comes back.
Absolutely.
And the sister, Laurie Metcalf.
Mm-hmm.
She's hilarious, too.
I love Laurie. Laurie's a Steppenwolf Theater.
Yeah, she's
the original older daughter is also coming back. Remember they switched?
Becky,
they switched after like season two or three. The original
is
coming back.
Nobody
she's
remembers
from Evanston,
Becky. Really?
Yeah.
Becky, and then Sarah Gilbert. She's not doing anything. She's got that lame talk show.
The Talk, which has lasted for years.
I know.
It's
doing
so well in afternoons on CBS.
I can't believe that show's still on.
312-981-7200. Some text messages here. Seinfeld, yes. How about West Wing?
Oh, I'm watching the whole original series again.
I loved West Wing. Yes. I watched it every Wednesday nights. Yeah. Loved it.
That was good.
Definitely. Who's the boss?
How can
Tony Danza? Is he still going to be a Manny?
I don't know.
Which he was. He was a butler Manny.
Could be Alyssa Milano back.
Alyssa Milano's cool, yeah.
What has she done?
I don't know. Charmed?
Yeah.
Charmed, yeah. She did the whole, she started the whole Me Too. So
that's right.
Maybe that'll be her resurrection, yeah.
How about a Cheers return?
Be nice.
Yeah. You good?
But when you bring these back, you have to bring them back with younger people because, I mean, Sam Malone, he's gray hair now. Is he still going to be a bartender?
You know what, though? I'll say, so we were talking about Will and Grace, and it's super funny. They've tried to introduce two new characters, an office, you know, worker of Grace's, and then a guy who is at this rec center with Jack. The new characters?
Not working.
Not working.
Because
not at all.
The people that are watching are the people that watched it earlier, right?
Yeah. Right. So when they have kind of this subplot going on, I'm like, all right, just get to Will and Grace and Jack and Karen.
269 area code, Sanford and Son. Well, Red Fox is dead.
He's dead, yeah.
Is Lamont dead?
I have no idea. He's a big dummy.
Perfect Strangers.
Oh, with Balky.
Oh, yeah, those
Robin Pincho.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't that one of those guys die? Or am I wrong?
I don't know.
Boy, that's a good question. I think I know Bronson Pinchot, right?
He's Magnum P.I. I'd love to see Magnum P.I. come back.
Yeah, but the older guy died.
Yeah, but come on, Magnum. He made hairy chest cool. And Hawaiian shirts and the short shorts.
Bronson Pinchot's alive.
Okay.
I've got two.
No, the other guy. All right, go ahead, Andy.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Gabe Kaplan hasn't done much in years except gamble. He's a huge poker player.
And I think this is just for us, really, but WKRP in Cincinnati. How about it going all
talk? As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
How about they have a format change and they're doing news talk or something like that?
Right.
Is Dr. Johnny Fever still alive?
Yeah. Howard Hessman, yeah.
Wait, hold on. I'm on Mark Lynn Baker, who is still alive.
Okay.
So Perfect Strangers rerun could happen.
Could happen.
All right.
And who was the other one you wanted?
I can't remember.
At WKRP.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, Gary Sandy is still alive, the program director. Yeah.
Lonnie Anderson, right?
Lonnie Anderson is still alive.
Love
How about
Lonnie.
Bailey? Remember her?
Herb Tarlick?
I think Dr. Johnny Fever passed away.
I think so, too.
Okay.
Let me look it up.
So, Matt, about you coming
Google
back.
I know. When is that going to start? Does it say?
It doesn't say, but they announced it now, which is December, and the upfronts, which means they present it to all the networks coming up in February or March, and we'll probably see it next fall.
Okay,
if that happens.
Howard Hessman is still alive. So you guys killed him.
Oh, God.
I didn't kill him. I told you he was still alive.
Is Venus Flytrap dead? Somebody died on that show. It was the Maytag repairman. Mr. Carlson's dead.
Mr. Carlson's dead, yeah.
He's dead.
Mr. Carlson is dead, yes.
This conversation is ridiculous. 6:31, the big story coming up next on 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Who let the dogs out?
.642, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran all week long. I have a dog named Wrigley, and Wrigley likes to take a walk around lunch and after dinner. And what do you do with your dogs in this weather? Well, let's bring in the expert, Steve Dale. You can hear his show Sunday mornings on WGN. You can also go to his website, Steve Dale Pet World, stevedalepetworld.com. Steve, what do we do with our pets in this weather?
Stay indoors. I mean, really, for the most part, that's the answer. I mean, even if you have a Malamute, a Siberian Husky, I mean, dogs that were bred for the cold, I doubt they were bred for it to be quite this cold. And well, and absolutely, a sweater, a coat on those dogs, for sure, a very small dog, they cannot possibly physically retain body heat. Sight hounds, like Greyhound Salukis, they only have, and I wish I had, 7% body fat, less than half of most dogs. Other larger dogs with not much hair or fur, Dalmatian, the Vizsla, many pit bull type dogs, they need a coat. And when it's this cold outside, that visit outside, I'm telling you, just a couple of minutes is enough. And oftentimes the dogs will tell us, you don't need me to.
It's interesting because Wrigley likes to go for a walk. We went around the block and then he took me home. I just let him pull me wherever he wants to go because I got ahead enough.
Do you blame Wrigley? I mean, you probably did have enough yourself. Your dog did you a favor.
Well, anybody that has a dog, there comes a point where your dog just kind of looks at you and it's like, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? It's time to head home. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, dogs do get frostbite, so they're particularly their extremities, their tails, the tips of their ears. There's no, to my knowledge, yet, no one has invented muffins for dogs' ears. Muffins, is that what I said? Earmuffs.
Earmuffs.
Either one. Or something to put on the end of the tail to keep the tail warm when it wags back and forth. So they're exposed, and in this weather, I'll tell you, dogs can get, just like we can get, if you don't wear gloves, you're going to get frostbite. And the same can be true with our dogs if they're out long enough.
We're talking with Steve Dale, our pet expert. Now, Andrea brought up something a few minutes ago, and you've told me year after year, if you have a dog, you got to get the booties, because when you walk in weather like this, there's salt on the ground, and it can burn their paws. Where do you buy the booties?
Oh, anywhere pet supplies are sold. I like the kind with Velcro only because they tend to stay on dogs longer and the dogs don't shake them off as easily, or when they do step in snow and we get more snow, and they take a step and the booty doesn't stay in the snow, you know, and then you've got three booties out of four, which legs are you going to put it on, you know? That doesn't, you wasted your money. No one wants to waste money, you know? So the part about salt, I do want to, maybe later today I'll be picketing on Pioneer Courts. We need to use, it's called dog-friendly salt by some, but that's really a misnomer. So products like Safe Step SurePaws aren't only dog-friendly, they're friendly for the environment. They're
right.
For the concrete, so the concrete doesn't get beaten up. And if you walk in your house with your shoes, you know, you probably take them off. But if you don't, then the salt isn't tracked all over the house from dogs walking in or people walking in. So it's just a better idea anyway. And the dogs who lick the salt off can actually get tummy upsets as a result of doing that. A secret that sometimes works to prevent those little ice balls from forming between the paw pads, if you're not using booties, which do the trick, is to spray some the non-sticking spray that we use with cooking. A Pam would be one product. And actually spray that, not the butter-flavored, please, but actually the non-flavored
if I have Pam in my cabinet, I can spray it on my dog's feet, but I feel like he'll be licking that the entire time.
Not if it doesn't taste like anything special. So don't get the butter flavor. Don't get the one that has lots of calories.
Olive oil?
Olive oil would probably work, but your dog is going to lick that off and say, my, this is good. I want more of that stuff. So olive oil is probably not a good idea.
There was a woman that sent me a message on Facebook yesterday about a dog wax that you can put on paws. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's called Musher's Wax.
Yep.
And that is available similarly anywhere where pet products are sold, and that is a very good idea as well. Again, if you're not going to use booties, which is probably the best choice, but, you know, I'll confess to it, and we don't, you know, our dogs don't love it, and we've got two dogs. That means putting 8 booties on before you go out. I mean, even with us, I mean, it takes, between putting the jackets on us and the coats and the scarves, sweaters and gloves,
it's a lot
and
of
then
work.
Putting the same on the dogs, it's like 20 minutes of work, and you go outside, the dogs happily do their business in 30 seconds so they could pull me back in the house. So it's 20 minutes of work to get out to do their business for, you know, let's all move to Florida. I don't know. But I am really concerned because people sometimes drag their dogs on these walks or put the dogs out in the backyard. Cats. You know, I want them indoors all the time, 24/7 anyway. But when the weather is like this, friends, even if you have an indoor cat that tells you, I want to go outside, the cat may not have read the newspaper this morning. And keep that cat indoors. Cats will do anything. They're smart.
I saw a cat outside yesterday, a black cat, in our neighbor's yard.
Awful.
Yes.
Awful. It's terrible. Because the cats will do anything to find a warm place. Sometimes those warm places can be dangerous. So after the show, you drive home, you pull up your car, you get out of the car, and a cat finds your car. And the cat slinks under the car like it's an electric blanket, you know, the car hood. So goes right into where the engine is.
Yep.
You go to start the car a couple of hours later. You don't know that there's a cat napping in there. And, you know, bad things happen that way. That's why I tell you, when you at this time of year, when you go to your car, think Tony Orlando.
Tony Orlando.
Uh-huh.
Tie a yellow ribbon?
Times. No, not
I thought tie a yellow ribbon,
on the
too.
Car hood.
Not three times on the car hood.
Ah. We used to have the Country Squire Ford LTD, a 1978 station wagon, in our garage. And our neighbor's cat, during the winter, would always crawl in and lay right on the deal? The round thing?
Carburetor?
Yeah, the carburetor. Thank you.
The round thing.
You know, you forget. You know, nobody works on cars anymore. Steve, 847 area code. I use Musher's Secret on her paws.
The same type of product. That's great.
Paw
yes,
Balm.
I'm all for that.
Paw Balm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a bunch of them out there.
That works too.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, so, they're all more or less the same thing. And the manufacturers don't want me to say that, I'm sure, but they pretty much are the same thing. And the idea is so that ice and snow doesn't get between the paw pads and form those little ice balls that it's like walking with golf balls between your toes. And
yes.
That can be too comfortable.
Yes. And I'm all about fashion. Where can I get maybe like a Bears jersey for my dog instead of a sweater?
PetSmart. Actually, and get a sweater that says Chicago Bears. I'm not sure you'd want to do that in public now, but you can.
Blackhawks.
And you can get with, yes, now we're talking, any sports team you want.
Okay.
They're available.
And before
and if you don't, if you don't see them at a pet store, go online, you'll find it.
And before you go, I got to ask you about the leash. We do the harness thing, and we do the harness where it comes out under his neck. Or, I'm sorry, it comes out over his neck, and they have other ones that come out under their neck. Which one do you like, the harness? That you pull over or you pull under?
I like over because I think you could sometimes, particularly for smaller dogs, do some damage that way if you're pulling the dog too hard. But having said that, it's not a huge deal. It's personal taste greatly. What I don't like are the choke collars, as they're called, the chain link collars.
Yep.
I'm not a fan of those. I'm not a fan of the prong collars because for most dogs, we just don't need those. Those are the collars that look like the ones that cartoon-looking dogs wear. I'll tell you, no matter what collar you choose in this weather, it's not going to be on your dog for very long. If you're doing it right, you're just not outside very long. And that brings up the topic of what do you do with your dog indoors? You've got bored dogs, you've got bored kids,
yep,
and they go stir crazy. So what do you do? I will talk about that on my show Sunday morning.
Whoa!
WGN.
Look at that teaser. SteveDalePetWorld.com. Steve, great to talk to you, man. Thank you.
Hey, man, good to talk to all of you, and a belated Merry Christmas and happy holiday season.
Yeah, right, Merry Christmas, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Okay.
I still say Merry Christmas, even though it's over, because it's through the holidays.
Right, of
course.
You know,
somebody you haven't seen.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays,
yeah.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, exactly.
All three. You can't go wrong.
No.
If you have a pet, I was thinking about this yesterday. That's why I wanted to get him on, so you got to get the booties.
Yeah.
Okay? And I do need to look for a sweater.
Yeah, you do.
I'm never going to put the sweater on the dog. That's just not happening.
No.
We're in and out. Walk around the block. Do your business. Mm-hmm. Let's get back inside.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Coming up, we have a veteran in studio. This guy has such a great story. I can't wait for Carter Davis to tell his story after 7 o'clock. When I was first introduced by our good friend Betsy Shepard to this story, I'm like, we have to have this guy on the radio. Just wonderful. So he's coming in right after 7 to talk about how he helped his PTSD. I mean, you hear about so many veterans that come home and they just have so much trauma mm-hmm. from being there, and he is helping other vets deal with that.
You know what I just watched on Netflix? The movie about the female soldier who, a Marine, was a dog handler.
Okay.
And came back dealing with PTSD.
Yep.
And the animal, the dogs, too. I mean, obviously, because, you know, they're bomb-sniffing dogs, and they're in these war situations, but just PTSD.
Oh, you don't think about that for
no,
pets.
No, not at all.
Wow.
Good movie, though.
312-981-7200, our phone number, also our text line. This is 630, area code. New York Times had a great story about how to winterize your dog in the well section, available online, New York Times. I just looked it up, and it's so true. Mm-hmm. And if you do have a dog and he's indoors for a long time, usually they like to get out and walk. Take him to a daycare for a day. Spend $20-25 bucks. Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We'll drop him off tomorrow. The rigs. Here's the hierarchy at our house. It goes Charlie first, our dog Wrigley second, my wife's phone third. This is in my wife's eyes.
Okay.
Everything else on the list, and number 29 would be me.
Would be you.
Yeah. I'm dead last.
I bet you're above the phone.
No.
At least you made the top 30. That's pretty good.
No. Yeah. Which is not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
The AP top 30.
Absolutely.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to check news top of the hour at 6:58 at 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show.
720 WGN.
710, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Steve Cochran will be a guest on his own show with John DeCoste at 740. Looking forward to that. They have the New Year's Eve special that they're going to be talking about. In studio with us, our next guest, he is a veteran. And like so many vets, he suffered from PTSD and his life was saved literally by going to the gym. He's here to tell his story and talk about an event coming up on January 13th in Highland Park, Warrior Boot Camp, supporting Lift for the 22 at the Pulse Fitness Chicago. It is Carter Davis. Thank you for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me in, man. I'm fired up about being here.
What is Lift for the 22? What is that?
We are a national nonprofit that provides free gym memberships to veterans across the nation. Our goal is to become a transitional support network where veterans, no matter where they're returning home to, we've partnered with a gym in that city that's going to donate a few memberships a year for us to be a blood bank of gym memberships for the veteran community.
Thank you for your service, first of all. Where'd you serve?
I served from 2007 to 2013. I was a Navy corpsman. I served with 1st Marine Division, deployed twice. I'm actually a non-combat veteran. I don't actually have PTSD. I have depression, some anxiety issues and stuff like that that I had prior to service that continued through my service and then ended up culminating into issues post-transition, which is really the problem that Lift for the 22 is trying to fix.
When did you have that moment where you said, okay, I'm suffering from depression. I'm sure there's other vets out there. When did you decide to put this all together?
I actually almost committed suicide. So I got out of the service and I went through kind of the host gambit of issues that veterans face, you know, trying to figure out what you're going to do with your life, trying to figure out, you know, what stage I'm going to take next for, you know, my processing, the way I'm going to think about my next steps in life. You know, divorce happened. I ended up going through financial troubles and that ended up culminating into me almost committing suicide.
God, you hit rock bottom.
I did. And the gym pulled me out of it. I ended up just starting to go to the gym. I was in a wheelchair when I first got out of the service because I had shattered my leg in a non-combat related incident. And I was just dealing with issues from that. I was told I was never going to walk again, you know, and the gym got me out of my wheelchair. And it allowed me to kind of figure out who I am again, help me re-identify myself.
We've talked to a lot of vets on this show, on this radio station, because we support you guys, first of all, men and women. But we find out when vets talk to other vets, their problems aren't so big. Is that what you found out?
When veterans get out of the service, the problem that we face is that the DOD trains us for years to remove emotion, kill the enemy, and move and adapt to any situation that we can be faced with. But they only spend 5 days on a PowerPoint presentation to get us out of the service, to give us the tools that we need to get out of the military. And so what Lift for the 22 is trying to do is what we're trying to do is connect veterans and fitness facilities around the nation. So no matter where you move home to, there's a group of veterans there in that gym that are going to help guide you through that transition and help you to figure out what the next steps for you are going to be.
Tell me about that moment where you started getting out of the wheelchair and you started going to the gym.
It was hard. The night I almost committed suicide, I had two buddies show up for me and they took me to the gym. They beat the sweat out of me. And I just
tell me about that night. You hit rock bottom. Okay.
Yeah.
You're thinking, I'm just going to just kill myself.
Yeah.
And that's it. Do you call your friends and say, guys, I've hit a low, low. I don't even want to live anymore. How does that go?
I actually went to the VA first and they, you know, sat me in a room for 6 hours and didn't see me. So I ended up leaving the VA, going home, had every intention to kill myself. Friends showed up, took me to the gym.
Oh my God. I just
remember laying there on the ground. I'm staring at the ceiling and I'm sweating profusely. I'm breathing heavy. And I just realized my wife left me today. I almost just committed suicide. But for some reason, I can't feel any of that anxiety and depression anymore right now. And I need to just keep going to the gym. So I kept going for a year. I got out of my wheelchair. I felt better about my life. I felt better about myself. And that culminated into more successes happening in my life. So that's what we want to try to instill in the veteran community. Don't take that year off. Get out. Get connected in your local communities.
Right.
Get back into the gym. Stay healthy. And take care of yourself. Because when we do that, we take care of our lives.
How about your family? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Beaverton, Oregon, Nike Town, USA.
Sure.
I ended up in foster care when I was 15 years old, and that's what pushed me into the service. I really had nowhere else to go. So that was, you know, I had a great upbringing for the most part. I had kind of a lot of divisive things happen in my family that culminated into some issues, but, you know, otherwise, normal childhood, you know?
Normal childhood? You were in a foster home.
I was. I mean, at 15, yeah.
Well, you had no support system. No wonder.
It was a great experience.
Now you look back and you say, okay, I can pull positives from that. But that's tough for a kid, man.
It is. It is. It's hard to rationalize being kind of like left behind to a degree.
And what are you saying to kids now listening to this who think maybe there is no hope or no way out, or, you know, and it's the time of the year, it's freezing cold outside, holidays are over, people tend to kind of fall into this rut.
Yeah, and the one thing that I've learned to pull yourself out of that mindset is you actually have to come to the recognition that you are in control of your life. You are in control of your actions. You're in control of your destiny. You are in control of those things, and there are opportunities out there. You have to put in the work to go find them. And when you do that, you will be successful.
So the night you were going to commit suicide, you go to the gym, and you're laying on the ground. You realize, okay, my anxiety is gone. You go home. You go to bed. You wake up the next morning. What happens? Are you depressed? Are you feeling better? Or you go back to the gym?
I went back to the gym.
Right away.
Yeah. There was one right down the street. I could roll down the street in my wheelchair right to the LA Fitness that was on the corner of Veteran and Wilshire in Los Angeles. And I would roll into that LA Fitness, and I'd get on the cable cross machine, and I would just start working out until I was sweaty and couldn't do anymore, and then I would leave. And I did that for a year, and eventually I started moving my leg again. I have nerve damage, and the nerves just were not firing anymore. And so I just worked them long enough to where I started developing that muscle memory again. The nerves started waking back up, and now I don't have drop foot anymore. You know, and these kinds of issues, the physical aspect affects the mental aspect.
Sure.
So if we can change the physical aspect first for veterans, we can change the mental aspect. When you go into the gym and you achieve goals every single day, you go in there, you pick up the extra 5 pounds that you couldn't pick up the day
before.
You
see results.
Yep. That changes the way you think about the world. So, you know, if we can make that happen on a massive scale, which is what Lift for the 22 is doing,
right,
we can make a difference.
We're going to talk about your event coming up on January 13th in a second. They can go to eventbrite.com, search for Lift for 22 Warrior for tickets.
Yeah, so the actual link is liftforthe22warrior.eventbrite.com, but if you look up Warrior Boot Camp on Eventbrite, you will find it.
Got it. All right, Carter Davis in studio.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show, 720 WGN.
It's 720 at 720. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran all week. Steve will be a guest on his show at 735 this morning, along with John DeCoste and some other guests. In studio with us is a veteran having an event, Warrior Boot Camp, supporting Lift for the 22 at Pulse Fitness Chicago on January 13th in Highland Park. It's Carter Davis. Tell us about this event. What's going on here?
Well, the goal is here that we're going to raise some money to purchase more gym memberships here in the Chicagoland area for veterans. And we have already done a few fundraisers in the area. And we got contacted by Pulse Fitness, a guy named Patrick Murphy up there. He's the owner of the facility. And he said he wants to give back. So he's going to donate a few gym memberships right off the top to the program for us to give to local veterans in that area. We've already placed our first veteran there as of yesterday. Super excited about that. And we're going to be doing this boot camp, which is going to run three 1-hour segments. Okay. The boot camps are going to be at 9 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. You can purchase your tickets on Eventbrite if you look up Warrior Boot Camp. And we're going to be running 1-hour classes that are going to be $22 to come in to support the cause. And it's going to be really awesome. He shut down all of his operations for us for that day. So we're stoked.
Wow, on a Saturday.
On a Saturday.
In January. Busiest time of the year.
For a gym, absolutely.
God, that's pretty impressive. What are we going to see? What's going to happen during the
You're going to see a lot of sweaty people. Yeah, you're going to see a lot of sweaty people.
Tell us about the stuff that you're going to be doing that day that we can't do.
You can't do. Oh man, you guys can do all the stuff we're doing. We're gonna be able to. You know, we're gonna be doing burpees, push-ups. We're gonna be doing sled pushes. We're gonna be doing.
I hate burpees.
We're gonna be doing a lot of boxing stuff. Actually, his gym is primarily a boxing gym, so we want to bring that militaristic, you know, combat-related type of martial arts stuff that we do into this warrior boot camp. So he's gonna be doing a lot of boxing coaching as well throughout the boot camp.
God, as soon as he mentioned burpees, we all looked at each other like, no way.
I'm out. Push-ups.
Started
okay.
Gagging.
Burpees. Not so
how many push-ups can you do?
In how long?
I don't know, a minute? I mean, are you pumping out 100?
2 minutes, I can do about 95, maybe 100.
Wow. I get fatigued around 30.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you laughing?
It's
over
pushing
there?
Through it. You just gotta push through it.
I'm the same way.
For vets that are listening right now,
yes,
how do they get involved with you or this event?
For sure. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, you can purchase tickets for this event at eventbrite.com. You just need to look up Warrior Boot Camp. Just so you guys know out there, we have over 256 fitness facilities partnered with us in the country so far. In the Chicagoland area,
started this.
I did start this with two of my co-founders, one guy that I served with and another Marine that I met along the way.
Wow, that's so impressive.
Yeah,
man.
We're about 2 years into operations now. We've partnered with 256 fitness facilities in the country, and we can give away over 3,700 gym memberships a year in those clubs every year.
And it changed your life, and it can change others' lives, too.
Other people's lives insurmountably.
God, good for you. And you're all over social media. We're live on Facebook right now.
We are. We are live on Facebook right now. Lift for the 22's Facebook page is our story. So if you want to follow our story of growth across the country for the next few years, get in on the early days while we're still building this thing out, follow us on Facebook. Make sure you check in with us regularly and see what we're up to. It's been a really amazing journey.
I mean, you have such a great story. I feel like you need to do some type of documentary and put it up online. Have you thought about that?
We would love to. If there's someone out there that wants to help us film that, we would be really honored to get some help on that.
Make sure you film on January 13th.
We will. Doing that event. We'll be doing a lot.
Give the information again for people listening.
For sure. So if you want to join our Warrior Boot Camp and you're in the Chicagoland area, please go to eventbrite.com and you're going to look up Warrior Boot Camp. It's going to be Pulse Fitness supporting Lift for the 22 for the Warrior Boot Camp. And you can buy tickets for $22, and all of the proceeds are going to go for us purchasing more gym memberships for Chicagoland veterans.
God, this is just an inspirational story. I mean, we've all hit rock bottom, but not your rock bottom. Man.
Everyone Good needs to you. Hit rock bottom at some point. I think it's important for growth.
God bless you, man.
Got to grow from somewhere.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Carter Davis at 720 WGN. We're heading into 2018. Make your resolution to get a deeper, more restful sleep. Come on, it's time to ditch that poorly constructed, worn-out pillow you've been sleeping on for years. It's time to experience a MyPillow. Try one out. If you don't believe it's the best pillow ever, you can return it within 60 days for a full refund. No questions asked. Go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Special, type in promo code WGN. You'll get two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere travel pillows at 50% off. MyPillow has helped over 30 million people get the best sleep of their lives. Guaranteed, the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Plus, it's machine washable and dryable and made in the USA.
Do you have one?
I do have a MyPillow. Actually, Charlie stole it.
Greatest pillow ever.
It is.
Well, why wouldn't you get one? Well, I mean, it's great that Charlie, your son, has
one. I do their commercials. I figure they, you know, throw me a bone.
Well, you can't pay for one? You cheapskate? How do you think they stay in business?
Did you pay for yours?
No. No. The only reason I got into show business, free MyPillows.
Call 1-800-299-9579 or go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code WGN. That's MyPillow.com or call 1-800-299-9579. Use promo code WGN for 50% off MyPillow's signature four-pack special. How about that veteran that was just in?
Great story. Phenomenal story.
I mean, so many great stories, and I hear
kind of makes you feel bad about yourself.
Oh, my God. You think you hit rock bottom, and you hear a story like that. I was going to commit suicide. And then I called up two buddies, and they took me to the gym. And he starts this organization.
Well, the scourge of military suicides is just appalling.
Yeah.
And it's through the roof. And it's partly PTSD. It's partly just trying to find your way when you get back and the normal course of human events and life and all that. But we need to pay much more attention to it. For all the good things we do for soldiers when they're in, what we don't do for soldiers when they're out is ridiculous.
I agree 100%.
So the government needs to step up.
Right. It's good to see you on your own show.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You didn't have to drive in. I mean,
boy, did I regret it.
Who drove today? Was it DeCoste?
No, was it? Tim Benker. And do you know Tim?
I don't know Tim. Hi, Tim.
Pete, Tim.
How are you?
How are you doing? Here, let me turn on your microphone over here. There you go.
Good. Nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Tim is a former radio guy. He was on the radio in Vegas and Houston, did morning shows.
Really?
Mm-hmm. John is a drifter. As you know, John DeCoste.
I was with the Drifters.
I don't really know John.
61 to 68, I was with the Drifters.
And we're all on the show. But, yeah, we rode in together, carpooled.
Nice.
Yeah.
One of the best lines last week when John came on the phone and sang, "Don't Cry for Me, Argentina."
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Which is available in an album now. So.
Not on iTunes. Sure.
Have you and Andy noticed how much better looking Andre is than you two?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Just agree to me.
You're so sweet, Steve.
Well, that's true.
I went cowboy today. I don't know if you noticed with my shirt and on the plaid going on. I did that for CLTV at 9 o'clock.
You don't understand what going cowboy means, do you?
I mean, I don't have a cowboy hat, but the shirt. I wear a cowboy shirt.
Going cowboy means?
Oh, that
going
means...
Going cowboy means no underwear.
Oh. No,
that's commando.
That's commando. Commando. Yeah. No,
you spent no time in the Old West.
He's got the chaps on. But...
These are the type of yucks that we're going to hear on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Going cowboy, it's both of those.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Steve Cochran coming up next on the Steve Cochran Show. Time for the big story, Andrea.
Oh, we
wait, hold on a second. Oh, 30 seconds early. This show never runs early.
I'm not even ready.
Hold
what
on.
Are you talking
I
about?
Give you this show to fill in. You can't kill another 20 seconds. Listen, what are you doing going
was,
to news early?
I was so on time yesterday. They couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm getting text messages from Todd and Stephanie. What's going on with the show? You were on time.
I got it. Out of balance.
No. I got it. Don't cry for me, Argentina.
We just lost all our listeners now.
Okay. All right, now it's 7:30.
7:30.
Wow,
okay.
I wasn't even ready.
Big story.
All right.
When my early morning day begins and the sunlight hits my face.
You know, this is Pete.
I don't.
The music director of the program.
Really?
Yeah.
Still waiting for my song.
It's John DeCosh.
7:20 locked in place.
Crank it up, Joe. Let the people hear it.
Now I've tuned to you.
It would have been a good week to prepare. Yeah.
And the day's all bright with me. Yeah, 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 yeah. The voice and wake up call. I know that it can only be the Steve Cochran Show.
If your plane crashed and you could only take one 70s R&B singer with you, wouldn't it be Bill Withers?
I'd have to think about that.
I'd probably fly for about 4 hours and turn around.
Turn around, come back?
That's what I would do.
I'm just telling you, Bill Withers.
Can I introduce you?
Yeah, go ahead.
7:41, the 17th annual Steve Cochran New Year's Eve show is happening in Downers Grove Sunday night. We'd like to welcome to the Steve Cochran Show. It's Steve Cochran.
No, don't get up.
This is nice. You
and
brought
who else
some
is
guests
here?
With you.
Yes, it's John DeCosse.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
And John obviously will be doing the show as well. John produces all these shows.
Does he?
Yeah, it's the only thing we fight over.
Okay.
And Tim Becker. And Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Pete. I'm the guy no one knows. I actually have to call Steve's show and say, am I on this year? And he's like, well, yeah. I go, well, you haven't mentioned it for like 3 weeks.
We charge him for a ticket to get into work.
I went to Eventbrite, and everybody has a great picture except Mike Toomey. You put his high school picture on there.
Is that his promo picture?
That is his promo picture from WGN television.
That's from high school.
Yeah, I know. It's,
well, why isn't he using a picture for now? He's a good-looking old guy.
I know. I don't. That's what we argue about. That's
he borrowed the fake teeth from me. So
I mean, I am not aging well. But I've
well, there's a picture of you in a leather coat. It's like, hey, I'm Steve. Hi.
It's like my goatee or whatever this thing is. It's a distraction.
Yes. Well, here's a shameless
plug. Picture.
Christy Vaccari.
Yeah, you like me.
I do.
Christy Vaccari, who took all of our photos.
She's great.
And but that's the only photo she didn't take. Is
Is that true?
That's true.
The picture of the cost on Eventbrite is a picture of you with a microphone in front of your face, so you can only see half your face. I like that.
I do, too.
Very, very really album do. Cover.
Yeah.
Yes, it's cool.
Yeah.
Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. Available in stores a week from Friday.
Yes. Yeah. I noticed that there is a hard stop time on this event.
What do you mean?
Well, the doors open at 6:15. It starts at 7, and it goes until 8:45.
What are you talking about, 8:45?
It says 7 to 8:45.
It says
7 to 8:45.
Yeah.
Well,
what do you think happens at 8:45? We all just disappear.
They chase us out with a broom.
There's a double feature.
That's
of,
it.
You know,
I gotta get home and get in bed by 9:05. I'm done.
Well, this theater is incredible.
Oh, it's
one
beautiful.
Of the classic old movie theaters that has a stage that you can do performances on, which is what we'll be doing, obviously.
Right.
But it's also an active, working movie theater. And when we leave, aren't they going to show a movie?
Yeah, they are. It's 42nd Street, brand new.
No,
am I wrong?
Star Wars, isn't it?
Star Wars, yeah.
It's Star Wars.
Brand, no.
Yeah, it is.
Or one of the others.
For real?
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
They're going to show Star Wars?
It's
afterwards?
1,000-seat, totally redone, old-time theater from, I think, 26 or something like that, 1926. And it's absolutely gorgeous. But when we're done, they're going to have a late showing of Star Wars with Steve Cochran in the show.
See,
he's
cool.
In that.
I did a walk on.
Right. You're going to answer questions at the end after two and a half hours?
It's a discussion. No, we're kicking the audience out. I don't say we, there. They're kicking the audience out. So we'll be out the door. This is the whole concept here. It's New Year's Eve for people that can't stay awake till midnight.
Right.
So you're done out the door. I make it sound like an assignment.
I know.
You're done with us at 9:15, maybe?
No, 8:45.
Yeah, 8:45. Firm.
Hard out.
Hard out.
So at 9:15, you can go to another party, or you can go home. Or you
well,
can
we
go
have
to
traffic at 8:45. There's traffic in sports.
Do you guys, remember when Prince came to town and he performed at the United Center? Then there was like an after party at the Metro. Do you guys do like an after party?
Yeah, totally.
At a club?
Tim, where's the after party this year?
It's at my house. My wife, I get home, my wife always goes, isn't there someplace else you can go? It's not even midnight. What are you doing home?
That's true.
You guys are home by 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, but we're old.
So I understand that.
And by the way, so are you. What are you doing?
You know what? I feel bad because I've never seen one of your shows because I live downtown and they're always
No way to get to Downers Grove from downtown. How could you do it?
It's like driving to Iowa for me. It's just too far.
I live downtown. I've been to every show, I think, but one or two.
Having people over
every
on
show
New Year's
I go to.
Well, it's not like they're going to miss you. Your wife's a great host.
You can sneak out
just
and
go to the show.
Andrea took a divvy last year.
I did. I did. I still haven't returned it. Sorry, Mayor.
No wonder they're losing money.
But no, it's going to be fun. You should come.
Who's the opener?
How many people are coming to your party?
We have four families coming over to
our house. Well, it's eight people. Would it kill them to buy tickets? Show up at the show.
Well, the kids and, you know.
No, it's all four families.
Let me pack up the station wagon.
Do you understand what I'm saying? It's all four families get together to talk, to discuss the four families.
Here's the thing. Call Lou Malnati's.
Yep.
Order a bunch of pizzas for the kids.
I like it.
Pack the grown-ups in the car, come out to Downer, see the show, and come back. Okay. How much damage could Charlie and his friends do in 2 hours?
Well,
wait, how old is he?
12. A lot.
Yeah.
Take control.
But he's a good kid.
He is a good kid.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Okay.
See other gang members in your house that night?
Who opens the show at 7 o'clock?
That's none of your business.
Actually, I'm the announcer.
Okay.
And also the medic for the cast because...
in case somebody goes down?
Well, yeah. Last year...
John's feeling a little lightheaded. Can we get him a chair, please?
Been there.
You know, we carry jumper cables. He has like little defibrillators.
We didn't talk about this after, but after our show last year, Steve and I... went our separate ways. He went to one hospital, and I was in emergency at another. And we didn't talk about it until about 3 weeks later.
You could have gotten like a twofer, you know.
I literally don't remember being on stage last year.
Yeah, he was really
I remember
sick.
You didn't feel well.
No, I sat through part of the act.
You did.
Yeah. Is that for real?
Yeah, I was very sick.
See, if you had gone...
Is that the thing in your lung?
It was a precursor to that.
Okay.
We were warming ourselves on his head. That day, yeah.
It wasn't good.
Yeah. It was.
Well, I filled in for you last year for almost a month.
But you finished the set too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you just walked off
that's
stage.
Show business,
you finished the
Andrea,
set. Yeah,
that's what they do.
Mister, I'm not going to drive to Downers.
That's old school. Yeah.
Yeah. The great thing is when people don't laugh because it's funny. It's more pity. Oh, this could be his last show. It looks like he's going to die. Laugh here.
Save the ticket.
Taking pictures. This is Steve's last show.
Selling on eBay.
Save the ticket. This will be worth some money.
Right. Get it laminated.
You're like the Rolling Stones. This could be the very last show. I need to show up.
That's the thing. I'm glad you mentioned it. Tim, Sunday night is the comeback tour. We're announcing it Sunday night?
That's right. We're announcing that. So we've given Steve some fluids, and he's ready to go back on stage.
Nice. That's the title of the tour.
Do you walk out with the IVs in your arm? Is that how it works?
No, I feel great now.
Okay.
I'm great.
Nice.
Yeah. Last year, not so much. This year, great. Yeah, great.
Well, let me check traffic, and we'll talk some more.
You want to tell people how we can get tickets?
Well, I was just going to say that, but you cut me off. Eventbrite.com. All you have to do is type in Steve Cochran, and it shows up.
Right. There you go.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
720 WGN.
7:53, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. What a thrill it is to have Tim Benker in studio with us. He'll be performing Sunday night at the 17th annual
God
Steve Cochran
you.
New
God
Year's Eve
you.
Show.
So good.
Who's on with Tim?
John DeCoste, Mike Toomey, and Steve Cochran, who is a guest today.
A couple
on the Steve
extras, too. We have a couple of special guests. Bigfoot is doing stand-up comedy.
Yes. Really? Out of the woods. Out of the woods, coming to do stand-up.
Famous psychic Dr. Lars Dingman.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
And Kenny Drake, the world's worst impressionist.
Yeah, will be on as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's quite a variety.
I think John, you'd agree with me because we wrote this. No, but when you think about the fact that you go to a New Year's Eve party and you have to engage in small talk with people that maybe you enjoy, maybe you don't. There's no really limited talking during the show other than us because we'll be on stage.
Right.
So if you're someone that doesn't enjoy the party small talk, come out to this. come out to this. Bring the people you'd have to talk to at the party. Bring them as well and have a good time. Well, I don't know how many seats we have left, but there might be enough for all of you.
Eventbrite.com. Just type in Steve Cochran.
Yeah, or Tim Becker.
Tim, as the announcer on the show,
yes.
Sometimes when I'm on with Steve and John, I don't know where they're going. Do you get that during the show?
Well, I'm the guy who has to keep pace. You know, if something goes awry, I'm the guy who steps in and tries to police it all.
But, got you. So you reel it back in.
I do my best.
Okay.
And we have fail. We got pictures and videos and things to distract you from any issues that go
on.
You
need a slideshow?
Yeah.
Well, kind of.
You've got to see this show. My
the
God,
annual
man.
End of the show is a review of the previous year. And you can imagine how much fun it's been trying to figure out a way to make 2017 funny.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're still in the laboratory working on that.
We also, I don't know if this was a secret or not, but we have a game show that we will be playing.
That's
John?
We're playing the match game. That's what we've been playing on the show.
Heard that in the promo. Sure.
Great prizes to give away, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Ross Cochran's going to make a special guest appearance
as
one of our celebrities.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's going to be.
And John will be doing the theme song for the match game.
That is so 70s. That
Pete McMurray.
I like that. I like it. That could be my theme song.
Now, by the way, you know how you get a theme song? By not asking for a theme song.
Well, he told me two years ago.
He's right.
There it is.
Pete is absolutely right.
You told him you're going to make him a song?
Two years ago, he told me that.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
By the way, do you remember what we promised the listeners a month ago?
No.
A month ago, we mentioned this one time.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Mary and I talked about it, and we let it go because you forgot about it, so we let it go.
On it if you get a chance.
This is what Sandberg does as the producer of this program. I'll bring up something that I'm excited about or I like, and because of my ADD, I'll forget it 10 seconds later. And she'll pray to God I don't remember it again, because she'll just act like it never happened.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So we have to
And the only reason you're even saying this now is because she's not here.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we're all scared of Sandberg.
Right. You guys are.
But we
She's
promised,
great. She's awesome.
We were doing this contest in December, the beginning of a contest, where John would make a song for a listener. And you could give it away, like a personalized song.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
And I did a video. You know, it's holiday time and time for a carol. I will write and sing a song for you.
Yeah, right. And then we never did anything with it.
He forgot, and I'm like, I don't know what to do.
You did mention that on the air once, I think.
That's what you guys have to keep.
We were at LaGrange. We were at the remote.
Yeah, that's right.
So we need to bring that back in January.
We need to bring that back in January.
Apparently. Okay.
Right,
yeah,
a
like
Christmas
that.
Song in January.
Let me write that down to remind Sandberg. Yes, a Christmas song in January.
Hey, you can do Christmas in July if you remember it.
Actually, Mary and I were on the same page with this. We discussed it and we decided, yeah, we're gonna
I don't see that happening.
I know. I know.
I like your chances of doing that in January.
Yeah.
Tell me about backstage on Sunday. What's it like?
We have a good time. We have a good time. Mike Toomey.
What's in Toomey's writer? What's he need?
To be left alone. He's
very to himself.
He's very low maintenance. Yeah. But it's a very funny backstage because there's a lot of things that are said about other people that aren't there. Yeah. And
wait a second. Hold on.
Some of the people that are. And the difference is, and you guys can speak to this, but at comedy clubs, sometimes green rooms are a little touchy because people don't necessarily like each other and they're competitive. I think we've all reached an age now where you realize you're near death. And you're not that concerned about ripping other people or backstabbing, and you just have a good time.
Right.
And we do. Because we all get along, we're all making fun of everything we're doing backstage, so it is a lot of fun.
We have a good time.
So it is good.
It'd be great if you could come out. What are you doing?
You know, I got a thing.
Pete, I'll take care of you.
Oh,
Andy, are you coming out?
I'll take care of you for tickets, Pete. I will.
How about you guys, you know,
what's
you
Andy
can
doing?
FaceTime me.
Do you talk to Andy during the show?
I do.
What's Andy doing?
Yeah. I'm actually going to be in Peoria doing a basketball game. Though.
Oh, okay. Well, you have an excuse.
Huh? Andre, I didn't know you still play.
Yeah, yeah. I do. Yeah, I still have eligibility.
That's awesome. Yeah. You use those special shoes?
I use the snow sneakers. Yeah.
Snow sneakers. Yeah, okay.
Right?
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there, Pete.
I swear, you know. If you give me a bunch of money, I'll give you a bunch of tickets. That's the deal I have.
Just with some FaceTime. Like you. Can you FaceTime me?
Gotcha. We can do it.
But I think Steve's right. If you leave for an hour and a half, right?
No one's gonna. It's not like you're the life of the party. Nobody's gonna notice if you leave your party.
How was your granddaughter's Christmas?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, dismiss and redirect.
Good.
Huh?
Yeah. Yes.
Good at that.
Yeah. If he brings up Abigail, he knows I'll bite.
What was her big gift this year?
She got, well, she got a lot of things. She got a lot of little kid things. But the cool thing is she just turned two. She doesn't entirely get the concept. So when she rips open a package, it takes about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You know, could you just tear a corner off. But she's not quite sure on the gift thing. So if she said, Pete got you this, she'd take the package, she'd look at you, and then she'd bring it back to you.
Oh.
Against a return.
Yeah. I love that age. Huh?
Yeah.
So but she, you don't take it because she doesn't have a receipt.
Right, exactly.
So buy yourself like an iPad and go, here, Abigail, that's your moderator, Auntie Andrea, and then she gives it back to you.
Yeah. But she got a bunch of cool stuff, including she's very big into Elmo. She loves Elmo. Yeah.
Who doesn't love Elmo?
Well, we all do. Mm-hmm. And she got her first Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh.
Nice. Oh, wow.
From me.
That's great.
Is there?
It's nice.
No, it's like our thing.
That's like our thing.
Yeah. Yeah. She and me and Elmo.
Love Elmo.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't?
We're out of time. I'm sorry.
Not on this show.
Yeah, we're out of time. We're running on time this week. You guys are going to be on television in an hour, right?
We'll be on channel.
Do you want to stick around? Talk to Dean? Or no?
Not so much.
Hi, Dean.
I love Dean.
Tim, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Pete.
Tim's thinking, I drove in for this. What?
I appreciate you, Pete. Thank you for talking to us.
Eventbrite.com.
Yes.
Just type in Steve Cochran. All the info is right there. It happens Sunday night. Doors open at 6:15. Yes. Starts promptly at 7.
Yes.
And everybody's in bed by 10.
And I've said this to you off the air, but you sound great, and thank you for filling in.
Before I go, you know how much I love you, and I send you text messages, and I know you were thanking everybody on the air, and I just wanted to thank you. You know that.
Well, I appreciate that, but I also appreciate the fact that whenever I'm not here, and as you know, I could drop it any minute, we can call you and you're ready to go.
I'm always ready.
All right. Thanks, man.
100%. All right.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, guys. It's 720 WGN.
Life, news, thought, opinion, learning.
Let's learn more together on 720 WGN.
Thanks again to Tim Benker, John DeCoste, and of course, Steve Cochran, a guest on the Steve Cochran Show.
That was very funny. I've never seen Steve in studio interviewed on the other side of the mic.
I think he's funnier as a guest.
Now you're saying that because he left the room.
He might just sit here now.
He's still here.
He might just sit there instead of working over
the room. Right? That was good.
I mean, those guys are funny.
I know you have your party, but some year you need to go.
I told DeCoste because he books everything. I'm like, John, can you get something closer to downtown?
No, and I feel that way too because I drive out to go see it as well. But it's really funny. We are not made to go or anything. I just go because I think it's hilarious.
Right.
And they mix up the routines. And the year-end show that Steve does, hilarious. I mean, obviously there's going to be... I'm assuming
he's
a lot
a picture,
of Trump.
He's got to have a picture of Trump. The crowd's going to go crazy.
Yeah, it's how we did it last year. It was like a slide. I hate to say slideshow because I know that's such an old school term. But
right.
There's videos and it's very cool. It's like a photo essay, if you will.
Eventbrite.com. Just type in Steve Cochran and you can get tickets. Remember, it's the early bird show. Starts at 7:00.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world.
Some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you.
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood. You know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood. Well, kiss me good.
8:13, let's talk to Dean Richards from WGN-TV. Dean?
Good morning. Hello.
Just want to warn you that Steve Cochran and his buddies are headed to WGN-TV.
We're preparing for that.
Lock the doors, Dean.
We have Steve sent over his rider before he'll appear on a television show. Red only M&Ms. Evian water, exactly 68 degrees.
Yeah.
Visqueen on the couches.
Visqueen.
Do you have the doves ready?
The doves.
He does like doves. When he arrives in the building, we release doves. Uh-huh. Just puts him in the right frame of mind, he claims.
I think Cochran is a meat and potatoes guy. He'll show up. He doesn't care about anything in his dressing room.
That's true, because also on the list, 5-pound pot roast, which you don't find on a lot of rider lists.
I could see DeCoste writing just a list of things just to be funny. Okay.
You know, we had a guest.
We need a Cornish hen, please.
We had a guest on the show, pretty big name, who was on the TV morning show this year. And one of the items, you know, we asked them, you know, would you like anything special when you come here? And, you know, we think they're going to say, yeah, we'd like coffee or muffins or, you know, a breakfast sandwich, you know, something like that. And we're happy to accommodate that, more than happy to accommodate it. This one was a certain number of packs of cigarettes and boxer shorts.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, boxer shorts.
I'm That's very weird. Particular about my boxer briefs. I don't know if I want people...
I don't want that to be something I pick up at a TV station.
Well, you know,
no.
Tommy John's are kind of expensive. If you could get those for free.
You know, that's like sure. basically giving you a shopping list, though, right, Dean? Like, oh, yeah. I can use a new pair of Jimmy Choo's.
Right, yeah. Get me a lawnmower.
Yeah.
And don't you want to know who it is?
I do. Yeah. I was just going to ask.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you. I'm just wondering if you wanted to.
Male or female?
Well, they smoke.
And wear boxer briefs.
I'm assuming it's a male, since the boxers. Who's the big name? Tom Hanks on this year? He doesn't smoke.
Tom wasn't on this year, no.
Mm-hmm. Slash?
Boy, I couldn't even begin to think who.
I don't know. We're going to have to Google that.
It'll be in my memoir sometime.
Ah, I like it. Boy, you've seen it all over there.
I'll put it in my memoir someday, along with, I think I've already shared this little secret of the A-list celebrity that I've interviewed who stunk of B.O.
Oh.
Where I couldn't even breathe. It was so bad.
Sting stinks.
Sting stinks.
You've told us that.
Russell Crowe.
Sting stinks.
No,
it's Sting.
It's Sting.
It is Sting.
It's
yeah.
Stink, oh. as I now call him, Stink.
That's awful.
Stink. Yes.
It's au naturel. It's not, I don't think it's, you know, just like, you know, like he didn't shower or put on deodorant for a couple of days. He just doesn't use deodorant.
How does that work?
Yeah.
I'm sweating just having this conversation.
You sting. That's how that works.
Right.
Yes, but, well, I mean, in Europe, in other parts of the world,
oh, yeah.
this is how I justify it in my mind. It's like, who am I to question what their normal is in other parts of the world? Because... Also, I've been in parts of the world, Greece, for example, where you get on a, you know, I've been on a bus going somewhere, and a woman gets on the bus and grabs onto the pole, you know, to hold on, in the bus, and armpit hair.
Oh,
well, I mean, that's sexy, isn't it?
Well, some cultures.
No, to you, Lebanese.
Some cultures, yeah, exactly.
Let me tell you about these Lebanese women. If they don't have hair on their back, forget it.
Deal breaker.
I was thinking of opening a chain of electrolysis stores.
It's big money.
In certain countries.
Yeah, start it in Beirut and move from there.
You'll be calling his name. Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richard, the entertainment editor. Channel
9720. 821, Steve Cochran Show. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran all week. Talking to Dean Richards from WGN-TV. The Kennedy Center honors last night.
Well, these were actually bestowed earlier this month, but it was recorded and broadcast last night on CBS. And it's always one of my favorite shows of the year because it, you know, it honors... traditionally honors, you know, the best of arts and entertainment. And last night was no exception to that. Gloria Estefan was honored last night. Norman Lear, the TV pioneer. LL Cool J.
Lady Love.
First hip-hop artist to be bestowed the Kennedy Center honors, which was very cool.
Okay.
The great Lionel Richie was nominated.
Everybody loves Lionel Richie.
Yeah. Not nominated. He was, you know, inducted.
He was inducted. But Lionel Richie is one of those guys that...
And his hair was inducted separately.
He's beloved even more as he gets older.
That's very true.
Yeah.
It was very interesting. And also, dance legend Carmen de Lavallade was also bestowed the honor. But it was so interesting watching the crowd, you know, as they take the reaction shots, you know, when Gloria Estefan, they don't actually perform, but people who are honoring them are performing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're going crazy with Gloria Estefan songs, and everybody in the audience of all ages dancing and going nuts. And LL Cool J, really interesting. Watching, you know, people who are obviously grew up with hip hop music, and then there's like some 80-year-old white guy in the audience who's also like digging, you know, I'm gonna knock you out. Mom said, knock you out.
I love that song.
But the Lionel Richie, everybody on their feet, everybody dancing on the ceiling. Everybody going crazy, you know, just absolutely of loving course. His songs. I couldn't agree with you more that the older Lionel Richie has got, the more you know, the wider the range of his popularity. Couldn't agree more.
Is Norman Lear still alive?
Norman Lear is still alive. He's about 94 years old. He was here in Chicago last year, as a matter of fact. I hosted a Q&A with him at the Music Box Theater because a documentary on his life had come out, and he and the directors of this documentary were at the Music Box. I asked questions. The audience asked questions. It was great. He's so sharp. He's so funny.
Really?
He is one of the most pivotal people in the history of television. With his groundbreaking shows, All in the Family, Maude, Jefferson's, Good Times, Sanford and Son, go down the list. These are the shows that completely changed how we watch television and the types of shows that we watch on television. So it was very interesting. The other thing that was very interesting last night is that the president and first lady were not in attendance, as is traditional.
Well, he was busy golfing in Florida.
Well, a couple of things. Mm-hmm. That and several of the honorees said that if Donald Trump was there, they wouldn't be.
Oh, God.
So that's part of it.
The presidency just keeps getting worse.
The Donald Trump has said that he took a pass on it because he doesn't want any political distraction to get in the way of all this. So,
listen, I didn't get invited. You know what? I'm not showing up. I'm out. I'm completely out. And we're going to tear down the oldest tree at the White House.
It's right. Very interesting. And it is sort of a statement on the discourse that we have in America, because
everybody's so angry.
Well, several years ago, I forget who it was now, when George W. Bush was president of the United States, one of the honorees was extremely critical of the then president. When this person was honored, President Bush, George W. Bush, spoke very eloquently about this person who had vehemently criticized him and some of his policies. And, George Bush, said at the end of his comments, so are we friends now, and winked at him. And, you know, that was part of that aw shucks charm of George W. Bush. But here were two people completely on opposite ends of the political spectrum that did show up at the same place. And, you know, they agreed to disagree under the same house.
Kill him with kindness.
Not the setting last night. The setting last night.
No.
In the world in which we live right now. So that was very interesting that the president was not in attendance. I believe that's the first time that's ever happened with the Kennedy Center honors. Caroline Kennedy, for whom the whose father is the name bearer of the Kennedy Center and these honors, President John F. Kennedy, spoke of her father's legacy of inclusion and promoting diversity and intellectual prowess and so forth, which some people
She's
are
so
saying
good.
Was a was a offhand slight at the current president.
Of course. And speaking of TV, what's going on with Mad About You? Have you heard this, that Paul Reiser wants to bring it back? We talked about this earlier.
I have not heard about that. Tell me all about it.
Mad About You, Helen Hunt and Paul Reiser. Paul Reiser is shopping the show. He wants to bring it back because Will and Grace was such a big deal.
Yeah, I think there's a pretty huge difference between Mad About You and Will and Grace.
Well, what's old is new again, right?
Here's the thing. Will and Grace is still hilariously funny. Mad About You ran out of gas about 2 years after the show was on the air.
Yes.
Dean, I said that to Pete earlier. Will and Grace is just as funny, if not funnier now, I think.
I agree.
God, I need to watch it.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's very funny. And also, Helen Hunt, the years have not been so kind. Yeah. So,
what has she done? I know she's directing now.
She's directing, producing right now. But, after Mad About You, she won an Oscar, so I mean she was doing okay, but
she was completely naked in that movie. I remember that.
She was the one with
Full Frontal.
Jack Nicholson.
She did another one. I thought she was. She won a Golden Globe.
What kind of movies are you watching?
I mean, she gets older and she took off her clothes and it was a big deal. I do remember that.
I do. It was. Was that the movie where the guy was paralyzed from the neck down?
I never saw the movie. I just saw the pictures for research purposes.
All right, I'm trying to Google
very
it.
Very revealing.
I'm trying to Google it, which was the wrong move, and now I'm getting all kinds of weird pop-ups.
Pete doesn't know anything about this story.
I don't know anything about the story. I just know she took off her clothes late in life.
Oh, The Sessions.
The Sessions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Now I'm getting all these pop-ups.
Sorry about that. Yeah, you're going to a bad site. What is your favorite movie of the year? Your eight list?
I am going to reveal that later in the week, my top 10 movies of the year.
Okay.
If you give me some choices, I'll tell you whether they're in the top 10.
Wonder Woman.
In the top 10.
Oh, yes.
Star Wars.
Not in the top 10.
Ooh, really?
Not in the top 10. And I liked it. I gave it an A.
You did. Dean's list A.
Didn't put it in the top 10.
What else? See, I can't think of movies right now.
I didn't see many this year.
You saw a lot.
The Marvel movies.
Didn't you see all the Julianne Moore movies?
I did, yeah.
She did about 15.
Andrea Darlis, president of the Julianne Moore fan club.
I just don't like her.
She's okay.
She hates her.
Yeah.
She hates her guts.
Watch her come to town now, and I'm sure she's lovely. You said she's a wonderful...
very, very lovely.
Yeah.
She smells nice, too.
I bet she smells great, too.
Smells nice. That's my new thing now, Pete, that we've decided.
You have stink, not
well,
sting,
yeah,
stink.
Not even stink, no... stink, no stink, definitely. You would notice that. But we started in about September that, you know, I would subtly get a little whiff, you know, a little sniff in and report back to our listeners and our viewers who smells nice and who doesn't.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have been.
Do you have
it sounds much creepier when you explain
Dean's
it.
Dean's smell list for 2017?
I haven't been doing it long enough this year.
Okay.
We only just started the research study, so we don't really have a good sample yet.
All right. I like it.
Yeah, but I won't be...
tomorrow we get your list.
Friday I'm going to reveal the
Friday.
Friday
okay.
I'm going to reveal
What's today?
List.
Wednesday? All right, good.
I'm so confused this week. Are you?
Well, a little bit, but yes. You're going to be more confused when Cochran shows up in about 5 minutes at WGN with this crew.
I'm saying they stop for breakfast over at Dapper's.
Dapper's on Addison, right next to Target.
Awesome. I'm saying they stop. It's like, hey, look, we got about an hour. Let's get some pancakes.
It's where the older folk like to hang out at Dapper's.
Love Dapper's. They have great pancakes.
Oh, yeah. Right there on the corner. I like it. Thank you, Dean.
See ya.
Talk to you tomorrow. Dean Richards, WGN. Back with the big story, of course. It's the cold. It's 720 WGN.
All right. I'm happy to be here. Just good to be out, right? Just good to be out. Got kids at home. My wife and I have three. Got one in preschool, one in pre-preschool. Did you know that existed? Pre-preschool. My wife's like, he wants to go. We got to sign him up. He wants to go to school. It's like, he wants to go to school? He doesn't know what school is. He wants to go to school? Just walk him out to the garage. Be like, here we are. This is our first day. This is a broom right here. We're going to learn how to sweep today. He might be gifted. That's what my wife says. Like, yeah, he was eating a crayon yesterday. A purple one. Looked like you after a glass of wine.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
841, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Our next guest, you can see his New Year's Eve special, Pat McGann's pre-taped New Year's Eve special airing this Sunday at 9 o'clock on the UWCIU television. It's our good friend, comedian Pat McGann.
What's up, Pete? Good morning.
Pre-taped Andrea, in the title.
Andy.
Pre-taped.
Hey, pre-taped.
In the title.
Just being upfront about it. It's in
pre-taped.
The can. It's done.
When did you do it?
Last year. No, we taped it on the 16th.
On the 16th.
Yeah, so we wrapped it up. It's a lot of Chicago stuff in there, some good Chicago flavor to it. Not a countdown show, just
Do you get into
comedy.
The New Year's Eve spirit?
Yeah, there's definitely a New Year's Eve thread in it, for sure. And we mention New Year's, and it has a New Year's feel, a celebratory night.
How do you get into that spirit on December 16th?
Television. It's the magic of television. We just brought in some props.
You can fake it.
Yeah, brought in some noisemakers, some hats, lit the room properly, some champagne. We pretended that it was New Year's. I mean, it's just... It's acting.
Isn't it funny for the people who have to work or can't be there, whatever? It's like, well, we'll do our New Year's on Friday, or we'll do our Christmas on, you know, the 28th.
Right.
Is it really the same?
No, yeah, right. It's not.
No.
It's not the same. No. But this is not a typical New Year's show, so it didn't have to be live, because we're not counting down. We're not doing a year in review, and we're worried about, like, the last 2 weeks of major news breaking. This was just, there's a lot of evergreen stuff in there, and a lot of New Year's, like I said, there's New Year's thread, Chicago's thread, so that was our goal.
What do you do on New Year's Eve? Since the special
I'm
going to
be in Cleveland.
Oh, no.
Working Hilarities. Oh. Come on out, Chicago. Be at Hilarities. Yeah.
Hilarities? That's the name of the place?
Yeah. It's actually a great club. It's like the Zanies of Cleveland. You know, it's one of the older comedy clubs. They have a tremendous owner this guy, this Greek guy, Nick Kassas. He's just a phenomenal dude.
It's probably my
and
cousin.
He's so good to comics.
Of course it is.
He's just so good to comics. So good for the city of Cleveland. It's part of that rebirth area where the stadiums are. But, yeah, that's where I'll be.
Well, these comedy clubs across the United States, it's the same owner that started it, you know, 30 years ago, right?
For the most part. But, you know, there's plenty that have changed hands. But the original owners that have been in the game since like the late 70s, that's really when stand-up really started. Right. Comedy clubs started opening. Those are the people that you want to be
working
with.
What about, is it Jamie over at the Laugh Factory?
Yeah, yeah.
Buddy.
Character.
Oh, yeah. A character. I mean, you got to see the crazy people touring the United States. I mean, do you write comedy all the time, running into crazy people?
I write based on just, yeah, whoever I run into in my family and my life and, you know, like the holidays, like trying to think of some Christmas stuff. Yeah. You know,
what time do your kids wake talking up about on like, Christmas morning?
I don't even bribe my kids around Christmas. I just adjust the percentage of money I take from the money that comes in from relatives.
Everything's like, the same.
You got some cash from your grandparents, but daddy gets a little taste because you don't know how to act.
I do that with my kid too. He's 12.
Yeah.
What'd you get from your grandmother? $25. Give me a fin. Yeah. Give me $5.
The vig, right?
Yeah.
You got to take the vig.
Right. It's the juice. Being a parent, you got to take a little something off the top.
Don't you feel guilty at all?
Not at all.
We can all always find ways to justify your behavior, right?
We spoil our kids nowadays. Yeah. Think about when you were a kid. You were hungry. Your mother's not making you something. You're eating white bread. Yeah. Just roll it up in a ball. Right. It'll fill you up, honey.
We didn't get paid attention to as much as these kids now.
Sometimes our moms let us put cheese on the bread. Like, just take a Kraft single and put it on the bread.
It's a party.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we're making it sound like we grew up during the Depression. But it wasn't that bad.
When was the last time, if you wanted a snack, that your mother made a snack for you when you were a kid? It's like, go find some food. Like, nowadays, my son will say, hey, I'm hungry, Dad. Can you make something for me? And I'm like, let me think about that for a second.
They're never done eating.
They're never done eating.
Do you? Do you go make them? Like, what's a good snack right now?
Sandwich.
Chips?
Why do you think I discovered Pop-Tarts?
It's easy.
Very true.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Open the box.
Toaster.
Open the pack. You're eating.
We had a great moment the other night. My wife was making Irish cream, like a little knockoff Bailey's, bootlegging in the house, making liquor. And a neighbor came over. So we got distracted, go to the front door, and he climbed on the counter. He's 3. Turned on the blender. There was no lid on the blender. And then he's just walking away from it like, sorry. And behind him, it was just vroom. Just all over our kitchen. It's hilarious.
Kids never pick up after themselves.
No.
Ever.
No. They hand you their garbage.
Right.
They just walk up to you. Here you go. What the hell is this?
When did that happen? I feel like you forget things as you get older. And I'll tell my mom, hey, Ma, you know, she had 12 children. Charlie did this. Oh, honey. And then she'll hang up on me. That would be it.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
I love that. 12.
12 kids. That's how many siblings do you have?
Two sisters. Yeah.
Where do you fit?
I'm the youngest. So I'm the last one. Only boy and the last.
So the sisters didn't really beat up on you. I have 7 brothers. There was a fist fight every day.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I love having... We have a girl and 2 boys. I love having my boys. Like, they wrestle all the time.
Yeah.
Knock each other around and
just let them.
I mean, I let them go for a while, you know, because it toughens them up, and they love it. They just can't not touch each other.
Yeah,
you know. And then my daughter, you try and like, hey, why don't you go play with your brothers? And she's like, they're trying to put their hands up each other's butts. Like, it does not sound like a lot of fun. Like, the girls are just, they're into more sophisticated play.
Oh, sure,
wiser.
They're organized.
Yeah,
yes,
we're wiser.
It's so obvious when you study these kids.
One of my fondest memories growing up, HBO was a big deal, and you had that box on top of your TV with the one button on it, and you pressed it to get HBO. Do you guys remember that back in the day when HBO first came out? We had HBO. We were one of the first people on our block, so Rocky was on HBO.
Oh.
So we all watched HBO. We had the friends over from the neighborhood, and we thought it would be cool to have a boxing match in the living room, and my brother Johnny and my brother Steve were going to box, and we were all going to watch.
Yeah.
One punch, my brother Steve knocks out my brother Johnny.
Oh,
gone.
No.
Wow. Out cold. And we all just went outside and played. Johnny just laying on the living room.
Oh, no.
Laying on the living room floor.
It'll be fine.
Out cold.
Around a little
I remember the boxing glove phase. Like, those were gifts. Like, it was like a trend. My neighbors got them. Yeah, they had a bunch of boys in their house. And then I would get invited down by the youngest. It was like trickle-down beating.
Right.
You know, he was like, all right, whose ass can I kick? I'll invite Pat down. I can't take anyone in my house, so I'll invite Pat down.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, come on over. Hand me the boxing gloves, and then, yeah, I'd be on the ground.
There was always that kid in the neighborhood that beat everybody up, and he got away with it.
Oh, we had, yeah.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Kevin Carroll beat everybody up. I remember it to this day. Pat McGann in studio with us. PatMcGannComedy.com is your website,
yes,
right? Okay. People can check things out. New Year's Eve special. The pre-taped Pat McGann New Year's Eve special on the U. More with Pat in a second.
This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own
720 WGN.
New Year's Eve, Pat McGann's pre-taped New Year's Eve special airing this Sunday at 9 o'clock on the UWCIU television. You can go to PatMcGannComedy.com. I follow you on Twitter. You posted something right before Christmas. Last minute gift ideas. Consider a staycation in the underappreciated 87th and Cicero corridor. And you posted two pictures of the Aloha Motel in Matson Steakhouse. Is that what it is?
That's old school.
That's funny.
That's a great sign there in Cicero. I love that stretch. I'm always coming in out of Midway, which is the best airport.
Who is staying at the Aloha Motel?
Right.
How dirty are those people?
Yeah, I think you don't have to stay there. You don't have to commit for long. I think you could book it for 20 minutes.
I'll take it for 22 minutes. Thanks.
Don't you love Midway, though? I mean, it's such a great airport.
I love Midway, but it is funny.
I just love how it's in a residential. It's like you're skimming over bungalows as
It's like White Castle's runway.
Right.
It is, right?
That is going over. True. You got a wiffle ball in your gutter.
Remember the old Midway where you can just pull up and leave your car
it's
for
like
a
going
week?
To the mall. You park right in front. Yes. Walk into it like Venture.
Right.
Now you pull up to drop someone off. And
it's
they're
still
like,
not huge. I mean,
pull up to drop
I love taking
off.
A cab there. They're always, what airline? It's like, there's two doors. I'll find it.
What airline?
I'm good right here. It's all Southwest anyway.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in Peoria and we'd go to Midway. It's like, wow, what is this airport? I mean, it's in the middle of a neighborhood and you can just park your car for next to nothing.
Right.
Yeah. I miss that. Just walk right up to the gate.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Great people.
And now they have the food court at Midway.
Oh, yeah. They got the Potbelly.
You
got to
hit the food court right away.
They got rid of Potbelly.
What?
Yes. I have issues with their decisions they made there.
No.
Who knows what went on? They got rid of Potbelly. Yeah. They got rid of McDonald's.
Ben and Jerry's gone through there, I think.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. What?
Come on.
They got all these Dunkin' Donuts and all these like vague places.
They have Riley's daughter behind a wall.
Yes. Yeah. Riley's is still there.
Yes. Riley's is there, but it's like in the back corner where, you know, you want to sit there and drink at 6 a.m. and you don't want people to see you.
Exactly.
Still have
it's a good location.
There's a Greek restaurant there, too. They're like,
that may be
used
gone.
To be. No.
I can't remember if that's gone.
Oh, but they've made some big changes, and it didn't get as much like backlash as you would have thought. Everyone was preoccupied with
because
all
no
the other
pot
horrible
belly?
Stuff going
is the
on.
Life is
bigger,
good store?
Bigger issues.
Mm-hmm. Is but, the Life is Good store still there? Because that's really what you go to the airport for.
Life These two places, good. Though, I was there all the time, and the longest lines were Potbelly and McDonald's.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's get
because
rid of
people know what to expect. We don't want to waver. We're at the airport. I know I'm going to get the turkey with cheese.
And both those places have big Chicago roots.
Yep.
Right. Potbelly.
Big time.
And McDonald's.
I mean, people are very passionate about their Potbelly order. I go thin, extra meat, no cheese turkey.
Yeah.
Pickles, peppers, oregano.
You don't do a wreck?
I don't do the wreck.
I like a good wreck.
I never really did Potbelly there because the line was always so obnoxious, but I would do the Egg McMuffin, the standards. I'm very simple about it. Mm-hmm.
You go egg white McMuffin now?
No. Give it to me. Straight.
Why are you so skinny?
Egg McMuffin
smoke?
Neat.
You are thin.
Are you a smoker?
No. I don't smoke. I'm not that thin.
Yes, you are. You're in great shape. I mean, you're tall and thin.
You want me to take all this off?
Yeah.
Then you'll see.
No,
how.
Kidding.
Usually I find out if you're going to be on late night TV after your appearance.
Yeah.
Do you have anything coming up in early 2018?
Just touring. I'm touring with Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Yes. We're
are you going to open for Sebastian again in Chicago?
Yes.
Like you did last
Chicago
time.
Chicago Theater.
You killed it.
In the Rosemont.
You got to put me down for a couple tickets.
Yes,
I want to
sure.
see you. Okay.
Sebastian's one of my favorite people, of course, outside of you. But when you walked out and opened, my wife has never seen you before or heard you because she doesn't listen to this radio show. She was dying. You killed it.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah. Thanks, Pete.
And you wore a jacket. Then, you got dressed up.
No, I didn't. And you text me.
Oh, that's right.
You're like, I couldn't get dressed up for the Chicago Theater. So I got dressed up the night before. I think you were there the second night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Chicago Theater, first time I got dressed up. And Sebastian's so chill. Like, he wasn't that dressed
Arlington
up.
Arlington Heights guy.
So I was like, maybe I don't want to look so dressed up.
Right.
So the next night, I toned it down a little bit.
You came out in a flannel. Yeah. I don't want to say.
No, I was wearing a flannel.
That's for Rosemont. That's for the Rosemont show.
Flannel. That's how, whenever anyone says flannels, that's how, like, all of our girlfriends dress, like, in college, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Now you see women, they just, they're not wearing flannels. Yeah. My girlfriend in college was like, remember that?
I love that.
Flannel, like a turtleneck under the flannel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like,
I love the
armor.
Flannel look, though.
Or like
that was a big thing in the 90s because of grunge. Yeah. You know, thank Eddie Vedder for that. Next
time I look back at pictures, like, I dated Garth Brooks.
Right.
And the brawny towel. Yes.
Remember the Rugbys? The girl would wear the
Rugbys. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Coca-Cola Rugbys.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are great.
So I grew up with two sisters, and that Coca-Cola phase was huge.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me sneak one of these Coca-Cola shirts. It was like dress down day. We always wore uniforms.
Right.
Like my grammar school. So I threw on a Coca-Cola shirt, and everyone's like, that's your sister's shirt, isn't it? And I was like, oh, boy.
This is going to be a long day.
You don't want to show up.
I like lie all day. No, this is mine.
So you're opening for Sebastian.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great. He's got some big, we're doing some cool venues. We're doing Radio City Music Hall in New York City in April. We're doing the Air Canada Center in Toronto. Big venues. He's as big as it gets right now.
He'll post a video on Instagram and get 50,000 views right away.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's such a good guy.
Yep.
He's helped me tremendously.
So
he's
funny.
Helped a lot of comics out. Very funny, but just a good guy. Like we're driving around the country together in a bus, and it's been cool. It's
really
a fun experience. Yeah.
I remember him when he was nobody. I had a buddy that went and saw him. He's like, this guy is going to be huge. So we had him on the show here, and then he just blew up.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. He's so big.
I mean, once you're the it person, you can just kind of run with that.
Do you remember the first time we met? We met at Zany's Comedy Club.
Okay.
You were doing a piece on Kevin Nealon.
Was I? Oh, that's right.
And I
was
like,
that's right,
like
for TV.
I like intro'd you
yes.
to Kevin.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. I forgot all about that. That was years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time.
When
it was probably
good-looking,
like 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, when I was good-looking and skinny and an Emmy Award winner on television.
And you ignored me because Kevin Nealon
was
there.
Who is this guy? I got to interview Kevin. I got to get out of here. I got to go to a bar. PatMcGannComedy.com. Pre-taped. Pat McGann's pre-taped New Year's Eve special on The U this Sunday at 9 o'clock. Great to see you, man.
Yeah, 9 o'clock, The U. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
And we'll come and see you soon.
Happy New Year to everyone.
You too.
Happy New Year.
It's 720 WGN.
Award-winning chef Graham Elliott, partner at Gideon Sweet Restaurant and one of the stars of Bravo's Top Chef, knows a thing or two about keeping it healthy. In 2013, he began a journey of wellness that led to a 150-pound weight loss.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
912, we're live on CLTV and 720 WGN in studio with us. He is an award-winning celebrity chef, a diehard Cub fan. Do yourself a favor. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram. He is a great follow. His new restaurant is called Gideon Sweet. He was just on Good Morning America on Friday. It is Graham Elliott. It's good to see you, man.
Good to see you guys. Good
it's
morning.
Interesting that we're playing Michael Jackson.
I was just going to say that.
Because on your Instagram, when did you post that? Last week?
Yeah, I think on Christmas Day.
Tell everybody what you have.
Yeah, so I have an autographed baseball signed by Michael Jackson himself.
Cool.
Which is huge because I'm a giant MJ fan as well as baseball nerd and collector, so to have all those combined, it's like,
how did you get it?
Oh, wow.
So found it online, available, and it was the GM of the Railcats down in Gary who had this signed while he was there, and Michael Jackson came to visit in 03 and he got the ball signed, and
geez,
so
that is awesome.
My wife Allie drove down and met him, got it, haggled, did the whole thing. So, yeah. Best Whoa. Wife ever, best gift ever.
Isn't incredible. That funny how we send people to get our stuff?
Yeah.
I was working one time, Mickey Mantle, when he hit rock bottom. I was working in Peoria. I was in college, and he came to Peoria for the Peoria Chiefs. And he was signing baseballs at McDonald's. That's how low it got.
That was on his third liver?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God. Number 7. We sent down an old Sports Illustrated because my brother used to collect Sports Illustrateds. We had one from the 60s, and he signed it. It's one of my cherished possessions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we all love baseball.
I always think it's incredible because baseball represents America with the history, and
it does.
Every different nationality is reflective at the time. So the end of the 1800s, there's like McGillicuddy, you know, McGovern, and then it turns into like O'Malley, O'Reilly, like into the Irish, DiMaggio, and a lot of the Italian, and now you know, a lot of the Latino and Dominican. So it's always like who's coming into the country, you know, and immigrating here is also in the sport and baseball itself, which I think is a beautiful thing.
Do you do jersey numbers with your kids? Because I do it with my son, Charlie.
What we did is a jersey based on the year they're born. So, like, I always played, I was number two, but, like, my jersey for the Cubs says 98 because that's when I moved here.
Okay.
Oh, so that's cool.
Or, you know, four because it's my birthday. So I always try to put a number in there.
Something of significance. Yeah.
I like memorizing numbers, like Mantle was seven. Yeah.
Oh, it's easy when you go through
Kerry
the Yankees.
Kerry Wood, 34. Yeah, the Yankees, so, the first Jeter's, 10 numbers are...
Right, Jeter's two, Ruth is three, Gehrig is four, DiMaggio five, and then...
They retired six for a manager.
Yeah, and
then
Joe seven Torrey. Mantle, and then... I'm trying to think, Yogi Berra was...
Eight is done twice for them.
I thought Berra might have been nine, but...
Berra was eight.
Was he eight? Yep. Okay. So I think, it's amazing how you do tie that in. And Mickey Mantle, when he signs, would write number seven underneath the autograph.
It's a big deal.
So, yeah.
I have that hanging in my house.
Nice.
He would have been the greatest player ever if he didn't drink and booze it up and party
and get
every single night.
But it was because of it. A lot of it was because of the knee.
Yeah.
His knees. Yeah. But there was a book that was written, I think, The Last American Boy. But when you think of Mantle coming in from... the middle of Oklahoma to New York with one suitcase at age 18 or 19.
That's what they did back then.
This is in 51.
Yeah.
And then by the time he retires in 68, think of how the country changed from the innocent post-World War II to like the riots of the late 60s. It's really great.
And my old broadcast partner, Jerry Coleman, was on those Yankee teams, and Mantle was his roommate.
Moose.
They actually,
Moose Scourin. You probably knew Moose from the South Side. He had some great stories.
They put Jerry with Mickey because Jerry was pretty straight laced and wasn't a drinking guy. But he said after a while he gave up.
Yeah, it was like Jack Haley when Rodman came here. They brought in Jack Haley to watch him. You know,
Billy Martin's got the power over Mantle. If you read these books, I mean, that's the guy.
Billy Martin, number one.
Yeah,
with the Yankees. Yes. Well, we're out of time. Right. Thanks for coming
in. Thanks for playing.
Good chat. Happy New Year, everyone.
You were on Good Morning America last Friday.
I was.
Nice work.
Thank you.
You lost a ton of weight.
I did.
How did you do it?
So, for me, I had a million personal trainers and gym memberships, everything, and I fought with weight and struggled with my whole life, and I have three kids and decided I needed to do something drastic. So I had a procedure where they make your stomach smaller. It's called a sleeve. So as a chef, I can still eat and do everything and taste everything, just not large quantities. So as soon as that happened, the weight started falling off in conjunction with running and eating better. So I did Chicago Marathon, the Rock and Roll Half Marathon.
I can't believe
all
you
these
did
kind
the
of
marathon.
Things, which was pretty great. Yeah, nobody makes. The decision to run 26 miles, usually, unless something's chasing them.
You and Oprah.
Or they're running after their food. So.
Yes. Did you wear the white glasses?
I did.
People want to see you.
Well, and I need the attention, and I need the people cheering me on. Yeah. So,
When did the white glasses start?
I think right around 2010. So we did MasterChef on Fox, and I had a bunch of different colors, and then for some reason, everyone really, I guess... connected to the white and kind of stayed with it. So, yeah. But that's what people recognize. You walk down the street.
Sure, absolutely.
And they always will say, you're the chef. And I knew because of the glasses. So,
well, being on TV in a reality show, it springs you to the next thing that you want to do. Are you glad that you did it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's super fun. And for me, I had actually attended three high schools and then dropped out and got my my GED, my good enough diploma.
What?
And started as a dishwasher. And
you're
from
kidding.
There, moved to Chicago to work for Charlie Trotter. And next thing you know, you're on TV. So I always say it could all end tomorrow and you don't believe in it. So you just go back to cooking. But it's fun. While it's happening, so I just keep going with it.
I love when you talk about Charlie Trotter, because you hear so many stories that he was a perfectionist, and he could be very mean at times to his employees, but you just think he was the world because he gave you your start.
And also, I was, I think, 20 when I started, and it's those formative years where you're kind of like clay and you get molded, and you're learning all of these things. Instead of learning how to cook, you're learning how to chef, and understand problem solving and leading and all of those things. So it was really great, and you don't realize it until you leave and go to a new restaurant.
Right.
You're at a totally different level, you know? And that's not being cocky. It's just you get beat down,
seriously.
You feel like you're just like a lowly prep cook. Then you go to the next great restaurant, and you realize that you're like the number two or three in the kitchen. So it's really neat.
God, you've come a long way.
Nah. We'll see. That could all end tomorrow.
Did you have a good Christmas? I mean, was that your Christmas card on Instagram where everybody was wearing the same pajama bottoms?
Oh, yeah. And yeah, wasn't that fun?
That was fun.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, if I did that, my wife would kill me because she wants to mail out the card and have people... You can post it after all the cards have been sent out. Did you do that?
No, I have a problem where... I will photo everything and post it like immediately.
Right.
So there's like 15 posts, you know, on a Tuesday. And I think people are just like, enough. You know, and other people have a strategy or they, you know, I do all my own like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I think a lot of chefs or people have like a social media manager.
Sure,
where it's, yeah, here's our plan. Every third day we'll post a picture of a dish. It's like, no. Like, posting everything all the time.
Right.
Well, of course it's you. I want to say you posted a picture of the Griswolds, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
But you know, it's incredible. That and then the day before was the 90210 postcard from like 91 or something.
Oh, nice.
Right? With like the Walsh. Yeah. And I wrote Whitest Christmas because it's like literally everybody on that show, right?
Right?
It's not a lot of diversity. But there was like 70 comments. So it's just those kind of things.
Well, people relate to that.
Right.
Christmas Vacation. We all remember that movie. And the Griswolds are just nuts.
Right. But if I post a picture of a Christmas tree or Santa or something else, you get like 10 people. So it's amazing to really see how the public responds to things.
You brought your A game today because you brought a recipe.
I did.
And we're going to talk about your restaurant, Gideon's Suite, after we take a quick break.
Perfect.
Okay. By the way, you look great on TV. We have the monitor in the studio.
God.
The white
glasses
are really sticking out. No, it's too late to suck in.
Oh.
You've been on for 15 minutes. Great. Graham Elliott's here. Gideon Suite is the name of his restaurant. What's your website?
GideonSuite.com.
GideonSuite.com. Yeah. That's easy. All right. We're live on CLTV and 720 WGN.
I think it's important to try to come up with some alternatives that you can have that great, delicious holiday flavor, but not all of the calories. You can substitute certain ingredients for other ones. So instead of having to rely on rich, heavy ice cream, gelato, things like that, you can do whipped Greek yogurt with a little bit of honey or a little agave nectar that's going to sweeten it up, and you still get that texture, that beautiful creaminess.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show. 720 WGN.
924. His restaurant is Gideon's Suite. That's Graham Elliott with us. He was on Good Morning America. I have that shirt, by the way, the black and white checkered.
Yeah,
I
did sent you tell a text. Anyone where you got it?
Yeah. Did I what?
Tell anyone where you got it?
I think my wife got it for me.
Okay.
Where'd you get yours?
Target. For like $8.
Yeah. It's a cheap, you know, it
I
looks
love
great.
It.
Yeah, definitely.
When you're wearing something that costs the same as a latte or something, it's like, I win. I love it.
That's why you love Target. 262 area code. I wanted to read this because you are the most approachable, likable guy I've ever met. Graham's glasses intimidate me, though he does sound approachable. You are the most approachable person
intimidating.
Ever.
Intimidating.
You'll walk down Michigan Avenue and people come up to you all the time.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I don't know. I feel sometimes, especially like in the kitchen, I'm nice to a fault, you know? So somebody can burn something and I'm like, yeah, but, you know, maybe it'll add some bitter notes. Like, this is really good.
You tried.
Just like, exactly.
Maybe next time.
Right.
Do people come up to you on the street, though?
Yeah.
I was asking you this off the air and say, not only recognize you, but just say, Graham, tell me where would you find the best pizza? Where would you find the best pasta?
That's a big one is... What's your favorite spot? What's the new places I should? And I'm usually trying to crowdsource that and rely on them. You know what I mean? Because if I travel, I'm working, you know, doing things, I don't know the nine places that opened last Wednesday because that's kind of where we're at in Chicago right now.
It's so
cool.
I mean, I see just, especially in Chicago, all of the chefs, the top chefs like you and Sarah and everybody and Mindy and just everybody really supports each other and gets along. And you guys always come together for good causes,
absolutely.
For local charities and stuff.
Tons of charity. And there's a lot of things you don't see that go on, you know, like literally almost every day you'll receive two requests of, you know, this is my charity, this is the organization, we're hoping to do this, we have an auction, and it's like, okay, great, here's, you know, dinner for two with a wine pairing, things like that. But then there are events that we all like to go to as well, but more so in this city than anywhere else, you do have chefs supporting each other. And, you know, like this morning I went to Little Goat right before here, and I take a picture and I post it, thanks Steph, everything's great. And I think that you see that across the board, whereas in other cities, it's very competitive, yeah. and you don't see a lot of that.
It's why is
nice
that different?
To see that, isn't it?
Why is it different in Chicago?
I think it is the Midwest thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think it, like I was saying, I think we mentioned before, just again tying back into sports, but. Mm-hmm. You know, say the Blackhawks get a new player. The next day, everyone has that person's jersey, you know, and they yes. love them. And it's, yeah. like,
it's so true.
You don't have that in right. another town. Yeah.
Right. And like, then they're all singing the national anthem at Wrigley.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We love it. Yeah. So
you brought a recipe in today.
I did.
Spice roasted apples with whipped yogurt and toasted almonds.
Right. So this was created, I guess, a few days ago before Christmas, where, you know, there's fudge and cookies. And it's still like you can, you know, you're talking the talk of, oh, you really want to eat healthy. And then, like, you see all those things in front of you. So you do have to have some more of the self-control. But this dish is something that you play off of apple pie, right? So it's traditional, but instead of crust and apples and tons of sugar and loads of butter and then topping it with ice cream and that kind of thing, it's how do I get the same type of flavor or mouthfeel, but eliminating a lot of that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and for me,
it.
You know, when I try to eat better, I don't want to sit and measure out 2 grams of this, you know,
no.
1.5 ounce. You know, I don't want to live that way. But if I know an apple has a lot of acidity as well as sweetness, and I can roast it at a certain temperature with a little bit of butter glazing it, a little cinnamon, you can get tons of flavor out of it. Whip Greek yogurt and get a ton of protein, not, you know, a lot of fat. Pour it into the middle. You've got a hot, cold concept, crunchy toasted almond on top. So simple. I mean, literally,
very
like three
simple.
Things and cost nothing.
We're going to take a picture. We're going to post your picture and the recipe at the same time on
deal.
Facebook.
Deal.
That's very, very nice.
The Facebook.
What's your vice for food? I mean, if you see something, it's like, oh, I got to have this brat or I need a pork chop.
Oh, well, those aren't vices. It's like every other day type food, right? Like hot dogs.
I'm not
deal.
A sweets guy, but I love a good steak or
do you?
Pork chop. Yes, and I bring up brats. Brats are so high in fat, but I love them. I
yeah.
married a girl from Wisconsin.
I'm sorry. I kid.
Wow,
I
and she loved you.
I make jokes. No, I think for me, it's not even so much like sweets and those kind of things. It's snacks, right? Crackers and chips and things that I guess are a little more salt-based,
okay.
and they're just easy to grab. So I know I always try to tell people, if you want to have those things, try to make them, right? Like if you want chips, then go ahead and take the extra second to slice them paper thin, season them, throw them in the oven, and have your own chips. Things like that.
So. Wow.
Wow, that's cool.
Would you ever make your own chips?
No, but now
never.
I would. That's a great idea.
And then you'll find yourself eating less of them because you have to make
them. You have
them,
to make them.
Right?
Yeah,
so instead
smart,
of a gigantic
yeah.
bag from Costco sitting in the cupboard, you know?
That's true.
Right?
What did you make on Christmas? What kind of food?
Oh, I go to the in-laws. So I'm in charge of Thanksgiving. And then Christmas Eve is at sister and brother-in-law's, and then
nice.
My wife's parents on Christmas Day.
So when you eat other people's food, either whether it's a relative or you go to a restaurant,
yeah.
are you just like, I'm so happy that I can just sit down and eat this, or do you kind of critique?
Never critique. But you do always have somebody saying, you know, does
what do
this
you think?
Look right, or what right. I don't.
How does
you know,
it look
and I always say this is like the one thing I kind of know how to do. So I'd love to give you, you know, some pointers or whatever, but I don't want to judge. So, but the fact that someone's inviting you to their home, cooking for you, putting the stuff forward, there's so much work that goes into it, and then you're sitting at the table together. I mean, how do you find anything bad about that?
Right, you can't.
Yeah.
Man. It's great to see you again.
Thanks,
we're out of time.
Too. Oh, my God.
What are you doing for New Year's?
We need our own show here.
We really
do. Like a 9-hour shift.
I love
you.
That we did the first 15 minutes
just
on baseball.
All day.
Right.
I know, that's what I mean. We
right.
haven't touched on anything.
Yeah. What are you doing for New Year's?
We're at Gideon Sweet. We're going to be doing our typical menu, but with some like boozy hot chocolates
yeah.
served tableside.
I like
tons
it.
Of little bites, our Naschen style things. So you got caviar and truffles and foie gras and all these little bites, and then a toast at midnight. So
damn.
Party time.
Good
it's not
you.
One of those 20 course menus for $500 and type of deal.
What
it's
time
more.
Do you open?
We open at 5:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a date with my wife this Friday.
Nice.
Can we stop by, have a drink?
Absolutely.
What are you going to say? No.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. No, we tell the lie. Hostess.
Like, I'm gonna I have that chair for you with the brass plaque on the back. I'm just kind of like polish it a little more, and then there you
right.
go. You're set.
Well, let him in.
I don't know if this happens at your house, but since we're married, we have a kid, and everybody's running around, my wife sends me a calendar invite, date Friday night.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
it goes on the calendar, so
yeah.
you can see it right
oh,
away.
Oh, I get tons of those, but then I need like 3 texts that day to remind me of,
yeah.
of
don't forget
I have this, and then right. and then I'll still right. at like 2 o'clock be like, what are we doing tonight?
Right, you got to set your phone alarm so you know that you have a big day.
Not good at that.
GideonSweet.com, Graham Elliott. Great to see you, man. Happy New Year.
Thank you, guys.
It's 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
940, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran all week. Andrea is here. Andy is here. And our next guest, she is a certified group fitness and personal trainer, a certified nutrition and lifestyle specialist. You've seen her all over TV, including the Today Show, NBC, and Fox. She is the founder of Studios Fuse here in Chicago. We'd like to welcome back Andrea Metcalf. It's great to see you.
Happy New Year. We're getting there.
You always look good. You're one of those people that looks like, wow, she just got done working out an hour ago, and she put her hair in a ponytail, and here you are.
Yeah, there was no, like, primping for you, sorry. I figured it was radio, I'd get away with it, a ponytail, and just kind of come in my workout clothes.
I love that we have Andrea, Andy, and Andrea.
Yeah.
And then you.
All the A's,
and
then there's the AAA.
There's Pete.
There you go.
There's Pete. You mentioned this a little bit last time we had on. What is Studios Fuse? What is that?
So it's a brand new fitness co-op with four of the best boutique fitness studios in Chicago. So if you want high-intensity cardio, we've got Kick It 55, voted Men's Health Best City Gym in the country. And then if you want treadmill, we've got Spring Fitness. If you want alignment, balance, posture, we've got the surf studio called Hang 5 and bar classes as well. And then yoga space for meditation, chill. You can put on some headsets and just lay back or take a cool yoga class.
Yeah. What a great idea. So you have everything all in one place.
Yeah, and even nourishment afterwards with Juice RX. So we have internet cafe. That's cool. And you can shower.
RX. What am I taking after a workout? Am I taking protein? What?
Well, after a workout, definitely protein's a good thing to put into your system. It helps rebuild those cell tissues. But anything that's hydrating, remember, we lose so much water and hydration, and that's what you want your cells to work efficiently, so, and your brain to work efficiently. Water, hydration, good juices, antioxidants.
I think I read this on your website. As my body is aging, I understand the importance of staying active and quieting the mind.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because we think about power and success and we think of money, but we forget about the time we need to spend in ourselves. And, you know, now that I'm in my 50s and I'm really heading that other side of life, you need time to slow down. You know, like my New Year's resolution is to read a book every single month. Now, that may some people say that's all you're going to read. But, you know, I think I did like two or three books a year, and most of them had to do with business and empowerment.
I agree 100%.
So now I'm slowing down and going, okay, I need to read things like, are, you know, some smut novels or...
Does the People magazine count, or if you have a couple of magazines that you got to read?
Well, I do those anyway.
Yeah.
That's every time airplane reading, you got to pick up one
I like
of those.
To do Us because there's more pictures. You don't have to read anything. You just kind of stare at Us magazine. Yoga. As you get older, you need to stretch more. And, you know, we talked about core yesterday. I wanted to talk about fitness all week because people have their New Year's resolutions and they always want to get back in shape.
I know. And we're going to go in full force and then it starts to fall off. Let me give you 2, 6, and 12. 2 weeks, you're going to feel a little bit stronger no matter what you do. If you'd go into a yoga program, a running program, 2 weeks, you're going to feel differently. In 6 weeks, your body's going to start to change, but no one's going to notice for 12 weeks. So if you are really doing this because you want to look differently, you want to feel differently, you're going to get that right away, but nobody else is going to notice. And that's, I think, where we sometimes start to go like, I'm doing all this work and nobody noticed except for me. You've got to put the emphasis on your goals and your feeling and how you're doing, and that'll keep you in the game. So yoga's, you know, I'm a big proponent of alignment, posture, feedback, balance.
Right.
Because as you get older, you know, I'm not going to be able to high jump 5'8" like I did in high school, but, you know, I want to be able to run and be able to take a walk along the lake or Europe and not have my knees or back hurt.
It's interesting how you have those moments as you get older that your body just doesn't follow the mind. I'm playing basketball with my 12-year-old son and all his buddies, and it's like, oh, my God, did I just pull my hamstring again?
Yeah.
I mean, the body is not following, so you got
to... The brain remembers, but the connections to those muscles don't, so you don't stop or move as fast as you used to. The acceleration changes.
So are we talking 90? 90 days to see results.
90 days.
90
yeah.
days. So you got to give yourself 3 months. People right. want immediate gratification right away, don't they?
The immediate gratification is that you got up and made it to the gym, and make that your immediate gratification, or your home, or whatever program you're sticking to, and use those old reminders, you know, the SMART, specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and give yourself a timeline. I'm going to do this for 7 days.
Yeah.
You know, I hurt my back 18 months ago, and I am the proponent of, like, you got to get in shape, you got to stay in shape. I am now on day 12 of riding the bike for 20 minutes and doing my specific back training exercises. In 4 days, my back pain went away. But I know it's going to take 6 weeks
right.
for it really to go away,
yeah.
for it to be healed, and for those muscles and those dynamic changes to happen.
Isn't it 21 days for any habit? If you want to quit a habit or if you want to start a habit, it's 21 days,
yeah,
3 weeks.
We say that because then you can start to make it part of your routine. And that's what this is really about. Lifestyle habits are about things that you do every day that you don't think about, like brushing your teeth. I mean, everybody brushes their teeth, hopefully. And
this show does?
Yeah, we do.
Do we?
Oh, my God, yeah. So, especially you. You're constantly with
Darlis, them. You've changed your life in the last year.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
I've noticed a change in you, and you have never looked better since I've known
sweet.
You. Seriously.
You. Well, I, you know what I did? And this is going to sound crazy. I stopped drinking, and I not that I would drink every single day, but I just completely cut it out. You know, so I had a glass of wine at Christmas, you know, on Christmas Day, 2 glasses, I think. But then I just started biking every day as well and not eating as much. You know, I would have breakfast, lunch, dinner, and kind of snack in between. So I cut out the snacking, started biking every day, and then just stopped drinking only on fancy occasions.
Wow. Yeah. I mean.
So thank you.
That's fantastic. You sound marvelous.
Oh, well, thank you.
You look marvelous.
It's your advice,
too.
Though. It's your advice. It's good advice. So
yeah, take it one day at a time.
Right.
And, you know, focus on the things. I tell people I had a weight loss center for 5 years. 3 things you need to think about, either fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. fiber, or protein. Focus on one of those 3 things in your meal planning. So in vegetables and fruits, you try 9 to 11 a day.
Yeah.
Fiber, you try and count 25 to 35 grams. If you're counting protein, it's 80 to 100. That doesn't matter how much you weigh. That doesn't matter how active you are.
Right.
Those are good general guidelines. If you stick to that for 14 days, you are going to see significant results.
Yeah.
And sugar is the devil.
I don't say sugar is the devil. In fact, I'd rather have you, you know, eat real sugar than the substitutes.
Right.
And I, you know, I remember I was in a restaurant once and they're like, oh, do you really want carrots on your salad? Those are high on the glycemic index.
Why would someone, why would a server ever
serious?
Say that?
Yes. It
oh
was, it was a fast food
oh
restaurant.
God.
I'm like,
no.
Yeah. You can eat as many fruits and vegetables as you want. In fact, vegetarians are very, very healthy, and they
right.
have a very
yeah.
low obesity rate. You want to focus on a lot of fruits and vegetables. Those are your antioxidants. It gives you fiber. It gives you hydration.
Right.
And they taste good. So
right. mm-hmm.
roast them, eat them, you know.
Substituting vodka for beer.
Well, you know, I do tell my clients if they are going to try and change things a little bit,
yeah.
like go say go to a hard spirit on ice because you'll sip it slower,
right?
And you won't drink as much because
that's
we have that New Year's thing
yeah.
coming up,
right? And,
the ice melts
and wine
it.
Does have so much; it has so many calories too, right?
Everything's around 100 calories a glass until you get into mixed cocktails. I mean,
okay.
it's between 90 and 120 red, white,
yeah.
spirits. So if you go with your clear sodas, or like I said, do it on ice and keep adding that ice in there, and you'll drink less and have less calorie consumption.
It's interesting that you say that because I went to Ireland and I sipped. Of course, I drank Guinness beer and I gained 7 or 8 pounds. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously, I gained 8 pounds in Ireland. But we sipped on Irish whiskey.
Yeah.
And you're right.
Slow.
Yeah.
Slow. And you're hanging out in a pub in Ireland. That's a good moment right there. Andrea Metcalf in studio with us. I'm going to take a quick break. And I want to ask you about intermittent fasting.
Ooh, I love it.
Fasting seems like the cool thing right now. What's a website people can find you?
Hey, find me at StudioFuse.com or AndreaMetcalf.com.
I love it. All right. We're live on CLTV and 720 WGN.
This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own.
You are listening to station WGN.
9:53, Andrea Metcalf in studio with us. We're going to talk fitness in just a second, but we have breaking news
yeah.
from the Blackhawks.
And it's not good. Corey Crawford back on injured reserve. The Hawks have recalled David Camp, the
forward from Rockford and also Jeff Glass, a goaltender from Rockford. No mention as to what the injury is for
Corey
Crawford.
They never mentioned that.
Well, he had the lower body deal.
Lower body.
Last time he went on injury reserve. So
right.
Corey Crawford back on IR, and David Kampf and Jeff Glass recalled from Rockford.
Shoot. That's not good.
So there you go.
Crow has been having a great year.
Yeah, he's fourth in the league in goals against and third with almost a 93% save percentage.
They play tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night at Vancouver, 8:30 pre and 9 o'clock faceoff.
Jeremy Roenick on the show tomorrow.
Nice.
Good old number 27. Andrea Metcalf knows everything there is about getting in shape and fitness. What'd you have for breakfast today?
I had oatmeal, walnuts, berries.
Oh, God.
And a cup of chai tea.
Nice.
I just want you to say I stopped at McDonald's. Got the egg white delight.
Well, hey, that wouldn't be the worst thing. At least you had breakfast if you
right.
did that.
You got to eat.
Yeah. You got to eat. Yes, definitely.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Intermittent fasting. I've heard, including my brother does this, the 16-hour fast.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of research right now that is showing that the body needs to use those fat stores. So that's what people are trying to turn on, almost like their brown fat cells, which is the ones that keep us active while we're cold. So is it something that can be done for you? For me personally, I don't do well with it. I get dizzy, I get headaches, and I start to pass out. So you really have to know your metabolism. Juicing's kind of the same thing. That's like the next big thing that people talk about, bone
right.
broths and juicing for the New Year's. We either stop eating or we go into liquid diets. You know, I'm not a proponent of either.
I hate doing that.
I would rather just
people
eat regularly.
People tell me to fast. Suddenly, I want a steak. I mean, yeah. I'm hungry all the time.
Well, I think that happens especially when you go the first 3 days on your diet, your change and what you're doing.
Right.
Because you're just focusing on it. Just try not to focus on it so much. Eat when you're supposed to. Feel your body get hungry and go with it.
And don't overdo it, right?
Yep.
You know, don't have like an entire plate. Maybe a half a sandwich.
Why do you need a juicer and not a blender? Because I feel like the juicers are a scam. They're like $500, aren't
the
they?
Ones, the little bullets are good, right?
Well, bullets a blender. Bullets not a juicer. So
can we just get a blender?
So a blender,
you're right.
Like your Vitamix and Nutrivelix, those grind up it, and so that the pulp is still within the food. So those are good for most of the population. A juicer is to get high nutrients out of it, so there's not as much hydration. So if you are trying to cure a disease or really get a high antioxidant. Ton of working out, that's when you really want to do a juicer, because that's going to put the nutrients back in your body. Remember, we have a lot of free radical damage that happens the more we work out intensely, so that's where we need the nutrients. That's why a juice after a workout is probably a good thing. However, at home, for calorie consumption, if you're trying to lose weight...
For a schlep like me,
use
your blender.
Use the blender and use your protein in there.
God, you are so smart.
Well, I'm smart.
Seriously.
I've just read and recited this for the last 35... This is my 35th year of teaching group fitness.
You're kidding.
No.
You can't keep telling people how old you're getting.
I'm okay with telling people how old I am, because I can't believe it myself. Like, I'm like, God, I used to think people who were 50 were so old. And now I'm 50. I'm like, okay, well, that's not really old. That's like 30.
But you started so young. I mean, infancy is just so young to start a career as a
toddler. Yeah.
Well, we have kids now, and people can relate as your body changes, as we, you know, we all talk about on the show. As you get older, your body changes, and they like to relate to other people, especially people that are smart, and you can tell us what to do.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well,
the right things to do.
Yeah. I can tell you what to do. I'm trying to do them myself and really walk the walk, and so that's my big commitment for 2018. And I brought you some toys, too, that are kind of fun to play with. They're kind of crazy.
Me.
I brought them. So foam rolling is something that a lot of people have started
to do. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So I bought you more intense foam roller.
This is
a rumble roller, but this is like my favorite new toy.
Do I polish my car with this?
No, you polish your body. This is Myo Buddy. It is the best myofascial release, easiest to use. So normally foam rollings can be painful,
right?
Because you're leaning on it. This is, it looks like a waxer for a car.
It does.
But it's got a soft cover on it. You can take either one of those covers off and wash it, but you should do it on bare skin, and it breaks up the myofascial adhesions.
You're kidding.
No, it feels really good, too.
I do the foam roller on my legs because my legs are just the
worst.
Well,
you should be doing more than just your legs. You should be doing your upper traps.
I know,
but
I'm a slacker.
Which, you know, this is so your wife can help you.
Yeah, now you're talking.
She can hold it and do it on your back and your shoulders.
Before or after a workout or both?
Yes.
Okay.
You can do it all the time.
That's really cool.
The foam roller, you gotta make that happen.
You have to show me how to use it.
StudiosFuse.com. Studios with an S.
That's right. We've got four boutique fitness studios. Best workouts in Chicago under one roof.
Or AndreaMetcalf.com. It's great to see you.
I really appreciate you guys. And Andrea,
yeah,
more success. Let's go that next 15 together.
You got it.
You and I
will touch pumping you up.
She's
going to a commercial.
We're on this.
I love that. Woo-hoo. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
It's 720 WGN. All right. It is 10:01. Jen and Amy are in. Hi. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, your pre-show rehearsals went really well, didn't they?
We're just going to speak in unison the whole show.
Yes.
How's that going for you?
Yeah. Nice. How long have you two known each other?
Oh. We've known of each other since
a long time. A
couple years. Yeah. But then it was 4th of July. We were both filling in back to back, and we decided, I'm not getting any guests. You're not going to get any guests.
We did epic crosstalk for 2 hours.
Let's just do like a 2 hour crosstalk because no one's coming down here to be on the air. And we super bonded at that point, and I was like, We should be doing more radio together.
Well,
and by the way,
when I listen, I can tell that you guys became fast friends.
Yay. Indeed. Yeah. Thank you very much.
It sounds good.
You guys are so funny. Two strong women, which is awesome. And I have to be honest, best part of the Christmas pageant.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
did you hear their
thank
song?
You.
It was
good.
Did you hear it, Pete?
Oh, you were good, too.
You know what? I had a thing that day.
You weren't here.
I wasn't here.
No.
I was actually working my other job.
You should.
Oh.
So, is it posted?
That's good.
I mean, it's just
it is
that.
Posted. Just
okay.
That.
It's, you need to listen. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I put it on. If you find me on SoundCloud, okay. I put just that part on there.
It's
that,
also just on the WGN site, Amy Goose.
Is it?
Yes.
By itself?
It says the 12.
Whoa.
The 12 months of the news cycle.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So I can just pull you guys up. Because I don't want to have to
listen to
this.
Should we do the boss's
right
now? No, my name? That's exciting.
Oh.
Let's say
she wants us to do the president tweet.
The main one. Wait, which one are we
just
doing?
And the president who tweets. And a president.
Okay.
And the president tweeting each night at 3.
I like that.
Yeah. See, and that's just the taste of it.
We did like... it was all about what happened in the news every month.
Right.
So the first, we just sang two different verses. On the first month of the news year, the news cycle gave to me a president tweeting each night at 3. And it just went from there.
It was awesome.
That's great.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah. I like that.
My neighbor enjoyed it because we rehearsed at my apartment with real thin walls. So my neighbor.
God.
And then we recorded it. We recorded the last rehearsal. She went home and then I kept rehearsing, you know, that night. And finally my neighbor was like, are we good?
All right.
Are we good?
You got it covered.
Sound great.
Sound good.
Good to go.
We can knock it off anytime.
And remember, it's radio. You can read off a piece of paper.
Right.
You don't have to memorize.
That's right.
All right. Have a great show. We're going to see you tomorrow.
Are we
yes.
Gonna,
okay.
We
sure.
are.
Woo-hoo.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
Thursday?
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see
you
tomorrow.
But you're not here Friday, right?
Correct.
Okay, which is kind of odd, but okay.
Well, whatever.
We've raised some grievances. We're continuing Festivus and the airing of the grievances.
Yes.
We're doing that.
Feats of Strength coming up soon.
That's exactly right.
Chicago's premier podcast collection.
What's going on with WGN Plus? NoCo Cinema is searching the streets for all of the latest Chicago film scene updates. Getting to Yes And connects the world of business and improv, and Star Wars may be in a universe far, far away, but Rebel Force Radio is down here on Earth to bring us all of the intergalactic news. Check it all out on WGNPlus.com.